America is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying, we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer. And as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
What's happening now? InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
It's Monday, June 17th, 2024. I'm coming to you live from InfoWars.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Seconds. The most important election in world history. It's Monday, June 17th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored and blessed you are joining us today. And the establishment is not happy and not pleased that we are still on air. Okay. President Trump has come out in repeated statements and said the globalists are starting World War III and are totally insane. That's good because that's what they're doing. That's how you stop it, is exposing it. Elon Musk has slammed extinctionist movement who see humans as a plague. We're going to be playing that video coming up for you here at the bottom of the hour. Absolutely massive because Elon Musk has the biggest bullhorn in the world. Trump is still very censored and blocked. Once he's president, he will have the biggest bullhorn. But right now it's Elon Musk, and he is devastating the globalists with the truth. People can say, well, he did this or he did that. Great. He does something bad, we'll expose it. The point is that right now he is devastating them irrevocably. Old-fashioned artillery. Genius. So, it's happening. We're doing it together. So, I had some very interesting meetings in Detroit with, let's just say, some of the top Republican leadership on our side, and they're all very fired up about what's going on and basically have adopted my analysis of the New World Order and have adopted our tactics against the globalists. So many of my stated aims to become at some point vestigial or obsolete or redundant is approaching in the future. That's how big this awakening is, but we have not scaled the peak of the mountain yet. We're getting close. We've not gone over the top, and now the main battle for the planet is upon us. And I'll just leave my little conversations with some of the Republican leadership, some of the names off the table here. The establishment already knows that with full horror. Because if we don't let the left and the globalists and the social engineers define who you can associate with, who you can talk to, we're going to win. They demonize populism. They demonize nationalism. They demonize America First beliefs. Because it's coffin nails to them. I have a clip coming up, and it's a talking point, not just on CNN, it's everywhere, that talking about a republic is evil and hateful and wants to destroy America. We are a republic, but they want a pure democracy where a 51% vote to, say, bring back slavery, you do it. But you cannot do that in a constitutional republic. So that's all coming up today as well. We have a lot of political news, obviously, with 140 days out. CNN unveils rules for the first presidential debate. Panic mode. White House and media rush to claim Biden did not freeze on stage with Obama, though he repeated the freezing up he always does when he doesn't know where he's at. It's getting progressively worse. New poll, J.D. Vance, massive favorite for Trump VP pick in major poll of GOP, I ran into the senator and had a nice talk with him as well up in Detroit. Powerful speech and moments with with Dr. Ben Carson, where he lays out the fact that they're not going to try to steal this election because we're going to get in their face. Also, next week, members of Congress will introduce a resolution to rescind the subpoenas issued from the fraudulent January 6th committee to Steve Bannon, Mark Meadows, and others. Freedom Caucus members will be co-sponsoring the resolution, including Bob Good, Dan Bishop, Anna Paulina Luna, and others. And, of course, Friday, the Justice Department decided to not prosecute Merrick Garland. He decided not to prosecute himself for contempt of Congress, as he was held in a week ago. And, of course, no one ever gets prosecuted for that unless you're a member of the former Trump administration following a law with executive privilege that extends to the president's immediate staff and cabinet members and chief political advisor, Steve Bannon, who reports to jail July 1st. So people are reporting to jail. Navarro's in jail. Others are about to go to jail. And Congress holds him in contempt. The House holds him in contempt. Merrick Garland, he says, screw you. I'm the boss. I am in charge. Really stunning, stunning development. And since I mentioned it, here's the article if you want to see the full 30-minute multiple segments. We're going to play about 5 minutes coming up. CNN, America is a democracy, not a constitutional republic. And they go on to say that it's very dangerous and dictatorial to say we're a republic. Yes. The Constitution itself is now anti-American. Meanwhile, we have another Jesse Smollett that's been arrested. Democrat political candidate arrested for faking racist social media post against himself in Texas. So we'll be breaking all of that down. But don't worry, Hollywood comes out strong for Biden at fundraiser, at campaign coffers, swell. But even Silicon Valley is now swinging around against Biden, realizing that he will destroy the whole world if not stopped. Speaking of Biden, let's start out with this before I get into all the other news and start drilling into it. Let's go to clip one, montage of Biden's dementia in action with propaganda media praising him. Here it is.
Start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
He knows so long as he was nine.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation is remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I was sitting, you know, 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas.
There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Ageism is an issue. Americans have a rich history of holding people's physical characteristics against them. Okay, you could ask African Americans.
He's older. That doesn't mean that he is unfit, and there's a lot of ageism there.
Now, this age attack, this obsession by the right.
Joe Biden may not be able to speak for himself the way that he used to.
They want to think to take on government if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, and that's him lying around.
I think people should be speaking up for Joe Biden.
Americans and reporters in the media are just judging him by a physical appearance, and it's horribly unfair. Age is an asset.
He showed exactly how with it he is.
The flip side of this coin is that he has a tremendous amount of wisdom and experience.
Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
More wild speculation from a bunch of people who have probably never been in a room with Joe Biden and certainly don't have medical degrees that I'm aware of.
You don't get paid for performance to be president. You don't. The job is not a job of endurance. I don't see Donald Trump out bike riding like Joe Biden.
It's the Hillary's email. All they have is that he's old.
He can clear a dementia bar, and that's probably a win.
The media are not fair, and they're getting less and less fair, and things are frightening. You have
Wall Street Journal running a horribly sourced piece saying that Biden is unfit.
Dubious Wall Street Journal report about the president's acuity.
Shoddy story by the Wall Street Journal questioning Biden's mental fitness.
Wall Street Journal story had a lot of flaws, as you said. But Sinclair, they didn't do any original reporting. They didn't follow up. They didn't do any work.
The hero of the day is Hirsch Goldberg-Poland, and is still... He is not here with us, but he's still being held by Hamas.
But a huge part of the Mueller report talks about Russian disinformation tactics. And one of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead. And so everyone is seizing upon this. And it is a classic disinformation tactic. And I think the best thing that we can do is to prepare the American people for this false narrative.
They are so angry that true narratives that you can see in front of your face are stopping their gaslighting. So they turn around and tell us that we're disinformation. If you go back to the middle of the campaign 4 years ago, there was a headline all over the news. Alex Jones reaches new level of banned. Mark Zuckerberg lists him as a dangerous person. Myself and 11 others, Louis Faircon, Gavin McGinnis, Paul Joseph Watson, and a few others, Laura Loomer, were listed as dangerous persons. They actually put out a policy saying you're allowed to call for violence against these 12 people. Now, lawyers got involved. They had to take that down after about a week. But they said that I was being banned to a new level where you're allowed to call for violence against me. Not just that you're shut down, but people can then organize against you physically. Now, that sounds hard to believe. Look it up. It's true, folks. They actually did that. And they listed why. They said Jones has put out the disinformation that Biden has had multiple strokes and is in serious cognitive decline. Well, Joe Biden has had multiple strokes and aneurysms in his brainstem, which, by the way, kills most people. That's why there's videos of him, multiple speeches. I had my brain out on the table. Remember that? Guys, pull up Biden. Just type in Biden's speech. Talks about brain out of his skull, brain on the table. Biden talks about brain surgery. And I saw him go in a month period from doddering some and having some cognitive problems. I mean, I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 10 being a vegetable, he was like a 2. It wasn't that bad, but you could tell he was declining. And then right around that time, 4.5 years ago, it was pretty early in the campaign, he just suddenly was bubbling and babbling and couldn't talk. And I said, it's clear that he just had some type of new event. I don't know what it is, but he's declined a lot. They went, oh, no, he's beautiful. He's masterful. No, I'm smarter. He's the best. And if you say he's obviously got cognitive issues, the beginning of onset of dementia, which is now deep, deep into dementia, you are going to be censored and we're allowed to call for violence against you. Now, even if he was the greatest speaker ever, even if he was the wonderful orator, I have a right to say I think he's an idiot and can't speak. But I was right, and that's why I was censored. Yeah, there's one of the articles. Facebook bans Paul Joseph Watson, Miley Yiannopoulos, Laura Loomer, Louis Faircon. And you read the article, that's the Daily Beast. They admit that there's, quote, that they're allowed to have calls for violence against those people. Watson wrote articles about InfoWars and has the actual screenshot from Facebook. Believe me, when I saw it, when Paul called me like 4.5 years ago and said, have you seen this? I didn't believe it. I said, they're calling for violence? And I clicked on it and went right to the Facebook rules, and it said, if someone is seen as a dangerous person, you're allowed to organize violence against them. Heck, find it, folks. It sounds so incredible. Find it. So this is the stuff they've tried as trial balloons. Imagine what they want to do to us. They claim we want violence against the left. They claim we want to put them all in prison while they're trying to put us all in prison. They're the ones that burn down cities, call it mostly peaceful. They're the ones that have Antifa, all the rest of this. The Proud Boys goes out and defends a bunch of women and children getting beat up, and then they're called terrorists. Just like with these Antifa-run DAs, you'll have somebody defend someone, or somebody's got a gun pointed at them and they shoot the person pointing a gun at them, like in the case of Austin, they go to prison. So we all know what they're doing. They're trying to legalize this just incredible outlaw actions against the American people while claiming we're the tyrants, we want to overthrow things. It's just preposterous, but I'm digressing. So we got this big stack of political news I want to get to. I've already got into a few of the items there. Then we've got Elon Musk slams extinctionist movement who see humans as a plague and says the globalists are controlling it. We've got the video of that coming up. And then we've got Dr. Peter McCullough joining us with one of the biggest developments yet. You know, he's a big research scientist, not just a respected top cardiologist. They've got a big study published where they were able, with a medically applied IV, to turn off the spike protein and make it stop growing in the body, which is something I've said probably 500 times. The globalists aren't going to hit the public with something that they don't have an antidote to. That's just a no-brainer, right? Why would they release a spike protein, self-replicating nanoparticle that you get from the shots and the people that have had the shots can then shed on folks? Pfizer admits that, by the way, 3 years ago. That's not debatable. Why would they pollute the whole world with something that they don't have the antidote to? Why would they shoot cows up with it to then replicate it, or chickens, or turkeys, or pigs, and then not have the antidote? So sure as hell, that's what's going on. That's what's happening. So it's a big story up on Infowars.com. I forgot to post this on X. Somebody post this pronto on X for me. I do about 90% of the posting on X, but then I tell the crew not to post stuff, obviously. People say, is this really Alex Jones on there? Have you seen how many typos there are? Yeah, it's me. You think my crew's up at 3 a.m.? It's me. mRNA vaccine off switch discovered. And a bunch of big news on that. Former CDC director says there will be a bird flu pandemic in the next few months. We've got all of that huge news today. And Dr. Judy Mikovits is also joining us in studio in the third hour as well. Peter McCullough, Dr. Judy Mikovits. So I'm going to table all the COVID news that's just totally off the wall, insane, until that happens. Then we got some really good unintentional comedy. That I don't just go with comedy for comedy's sake, but if it really gets people to switch on their thinking cap, I'll do it. The problem with this story is it reminds me of a bunch of other examples of this with Beto O'Rourke and Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. She's not that fat, or I would call her Pocopotamus, but I'm inventing words up here. And so it's Chucky Schumer on Father's Day issued a post on X that he later withdrew, where he's cooking raw hamburger meat with a piece of cheese on it. And if you zoom in on the HD, you can see it's gray hamburger. It's raw. It's just older hamburger. Yeah, zoom in on that. And they all issued similar photos. And what's bizarre is in almost all the photos, it's raw meat with a piece of cheese on it. So the internet went crazy with it. We're going to show you some big HD photos blown up. You can see it's raw meat. Of like meat that's been in the refrigerator for a week and a half. It's got that gray look, but it's raw. Yeah, blow it up. Zoom in. If you zoom in on that meat, yeah, zoom in. I'm going to do this later. I guess I'm already doing it. Folks, that's raw as my rear end. That is raw hamburger. And he's too stupid to go buy it fresh. So that's been on the store shelf a week, or in his refrigerator 2 weeks. And wait till we read this. But here's why I'm doing you a disservice. There's so much news, I don't have time to do it. But I do want maybe Rob Dew or Darren McBreen or one of the great researchers. There's a bunch of examples of this with Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, and a bunch of others, where Beto O'Rourke was cooking raw hamburger. He said it was cooked, and he was putting clearly raw hamburger, not on a bun. He was putting it on English muffins. So this goes to the theory they're space aliens. Because seriously, folks, not just Schumer, but the Clintons and a bunch of others put out photos over Father's Day showing how human they are, flipping raw hamburger and then putting it on buns with cheese. And remember, they want us to, quote, eat the bugs. So I don't know anymore, folks. I mean, I'm not even joking at this point. I mean, what the hell is going on here? So I'm already covering it. I'm going to cover it later. I'm a little bit blown away right now. But first, let me do this. There's a lot of confusion out there about what's going on with InfoWars. And if you notice, if you actually listen to the show, what I told you the last couple of years has been dead on. And I told you they tried 2+ weeks ago to close the doors and kick us out. Outside of a federal judge, he didn't order it. Still, the court-appointed people tried it. They gaslit and said, what's the big deal? We're just kicking you out and locking the company up. And then I said they're going to go to this court hearing on Friday and call for us to be closed, call for me to be kicked out of the building. Sure as hell, the CRO, appointed by the court, did it. The judge fired his ass Friday and handed me the company back. And the whole world could listen to it. It was all over the news. They tried to spin it as a victory for the globalists. No, it's the opposite. Because we were going to be closed Friday. That was official. I'd be off the air. And they admitted that in the news articles, but we'll try to spin it. So we're going to go to break in a few minutes. I'm going to come back. But here's the bottom line. InfoWars has conservatively 2-3 months, probably 5 months now on the air. And we may have a buyer. There's a lot of things that can happen. I will just work for somebody else. InfoWars, God's given us more runway. So, I told you, get your orders in a few weeks ago because we could be shut down on Friday. And you heard the court-appointed guy call for us to be shut down. The judge said, are you crazy? Alex Jones under law owns this. You can't shut it down. He goes, I can shut it down. But he goes, under law, I'd still have to have reasons. And he said, look, you're off the job. Alex Jones has control of his company again. And the judge 10 times told him, no, you're not in control. And the guy looked at him and said, yeah, I am. The judge just shook his head. I mean, this is like wild, folks. And I'll explain how it all works when we come back, explain what's happening. And I told you, you better get your orders in now because we might be shut down last Friday. Well, now I'm telling you, we got bare minimum 2 months, probably 5 months. And it could just be we stay on air by the grace of God. I'm not, it's all in God's hands. But it's critical now that InfoWars sell out the remaining product we've got to be able to move forward and then get more product to be in a position to be solvent, to be bought, and to continue on, and then I would be an employee of InfoWars. Okay? And I'm not saying that's guaranteed to happen, but that's a good chance we've got. There's a lot of working parts here in the Connecticut. Democrat Party doesn't want that. They just want to shut it down. But judges are very loath to just kill something. They're like, wait, you don't want money? You don't want a settlement? No, we don't want money. We want him shut down. So we're not shut down. You can still get the products, the books, the films, the T-shirts, the water filters, the high-quality affordable food at the lowest prices. There's this summer kickoff sale with DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vasobates, similar to Nitric Boost there as well. Ultimate Fish Oil. It's all there for 40% off part of this big super sale at InfoWarsStore.com. So they're great products. Plus, it keeps it on air. Now is the time to support us. Go to InfoWars Store now. And I thank you for your support. Go there now. We'll be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com,
please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so let me set the record straight. I did this some Saturday, but I know a lot of people didn't see it, even though I got millions of views. And no matter how many times I set the record straight, there'll still be a lot of confusion because the corporate media does that on purpose. But if you're a regular listener, you know I told you two-plus weeks ago, two Fridays ago, a rogue chief restructuring officer appointed by the court tried to lock the doors and kick us out and shut us down. They said for 2 weeks until this hearing Friday, but then they would have said we were shut down. And I said, it's clear they're going to go to that hearing and tell the judge, we don't need Alex Jones. We're shutting the company down. We're liquidating the products. It'll be closed fully in a month. I told my lawyers, everybody, they said, that's not going to happen. Boom. Their lawyers told my lawyers that's not going to happen Friday. They get up, sneak attack, tell the judge, we want Jones gone. We'll sell the product, close it in 1 month. My lawyers just looked at me like, you have a damn crystal ball? No, you can see these moves coming a mile away. Trying to lock the doors and kick my ass out 2 weeks ago with no court order? These people are wild. And I know it sounds crazy for me to get up here and say they're trying to lock me out and kick me out of here. I wasn't going to stick cameras in the security people's faces and have a confrontation. They're just being told to do this, trying to manipulate them. But I knew it was going on. And then the next Monday hearing, a few days later, they called for it to be shut down there.
The plaintiff's lawyers did, but this time the knives came out that clearly, it's evident in my view, that the CRO and the U.S. trustee, who are on record not liking me and her leftist, were working with the Connecticut folks to shut us down back at that hearing 2 weeks ago, a few days after the Friday attempted coup. And sure enough, it was the trustee, the CRO, and the Connecticut Democrat Party New York lawyers wanting us shut down Friday. It's clear as day. That's what they do. And they did exactly what I told you. And there was the headlines everywhere. Judge rejects plaintiff's call to close InfoWars. Just as I told you, they gaslight. Just like in World War I, the Germans started on loudspeakers saying, you're not being assaulted, you're not being attacked, when they would launch their tanks, airplanes, and troops. And they found a few percentage points of the British or the French or the Americans would believe it and would say, they're reasonable, they don't want to fight. Let's lay down our arms. And you see that riffed on in the great second part of that Australian classic, Mad Max and then Road Warrior, when Humongous pulls up to the oil refinery they've got fortified and says, just give me the gas, I spare your lives. Turn over the fuel, the pump, and the drill, and I let you go. And obviously, most people know Humongous is a psychotic killer. He's going to kill them if they open the gate and let him in. But a few of them go, Humongous is a reasonable person. Let's open the gate. So they're trying to kick me out, trying to change the locks, filings to shut us down. Everybody's like, oh, no, that's not happening. They're in the news. That's not happening. In the same articles, but we want it shut down right away, but it's not happening. And so finally, in an eight-hour hearing, or I guess it was an hour-plus break, so in a seven-hour hearing, the judge just sits there, and they were crazy enough to put in transcripts of my shows exposing this. The judge didn't know they'd try to close this place without his order. The judge didn't know they'd done all this, and the judge literally looked at the CRO and at the U.S. trustee and their lawyers 10 times, I counted. 10. We check the transcripts, I'm right. And would look at him and say, Alex Jones is the owner of this company. You couldn't close the doors. You couldn't shut it down. You couldn't decide to do these things you did. Also learned 5 weeks ago, without telling me, we had product paid for, ready to be shipped to us from factories, of product we need to continue on. And they made the decision, leave it at the factory, we're not taking. That came out in court. Yes, Humongous is a very reasonable man. So, clearly the Justice Department, they're involved publicly, and the Connecticut Democrat Party lawyers and the people that were sent in here, appointed by the court, and the court doesn't pick them, they just come in and then you get agreed upon, came in here and did this, and they got caught doing it. What an incredible scandal. And they gaslight and say, be nice, don't talk about it. And I turned to my lawyers, and they were bringing in the transcripts. And I said, are those full transcripts? They went, no. And I said, make them give the full ones. They've got full ones. They've just excised. So it took them about an hour. They go, actually, we do have full ones, Your Honor. And I said, we just got them right there. We were already going to win. We got them. They're, are you sure? And I go, yeah, don't worry. Everything I said was true. When the judge reads this, they're done. The judge said, I'm taking an hour off to read this. He came back out. Their lawyer pops up from the Democrats. He goes, I've heard enough. I've already made my decision. Sit down. He looks right at the CR and he goes, you got one thing left to do. You turn those bank accounts over to Alex Jones right now. You're done. They're in their bubble, folks. They don't know America's woken up. They don't know that not every judge is corrupt. They think because mainstream media defends them and puts out lies that they're going to go on forever. That's not how the universe works. It's a two-way street. So that said, when I walked out, there's like, 70, 80 news cameras and dozens of other, more than 100 reporters, newspapers, you name it, everything. You saw it all over the news everywhere. And they started screaming, you think you're still on air? We're going to get you. It's like, we'll get you and your little dog too. And I didn't make a statement. I just left. I said something real quick and left. Because they're not having a real discussion with me. But I didn't say I've beaten the New World Order. I didn't say, oh, we're all fine now. I just said we won this round of the fight. We got more rounds coming up. And now with the kickback in the state courts, God knows what's going to happen. But we were out of runway. The judge said that at least six times. He said, statutorily, I can only go 2 years on this type of bankruptcy. He goes, it was over in 2 weeks. And now you guys are sitting there trying to get me to assign new people who will just keep Alex Jones embroiled in this. And he said, I'm not here to close InfoWars. And I'm not going to do that for you. So he told him, you want me to be your dirty guy? You want me to be your bag man? You want me to be your Judas? I'm not doing it. And so the judge is honorable. He followed the law. He did a fair job. Didn't give me any favors, not one millimeter of favor. He just followed the law, which he's known for, right down the line. Trump appointed. So thanks for all your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you for not believing the gaslighters that said nobody's trying to shut anything down. Jones is just up there grandstanding, the Democratic Party lawyer said, Chris Manning. Said that not this Friday, but the Monday, like 2 weeks ago. Actually, 2 weeks ago, exactly. 2 days after they tried to close the doors and lock me out of the building, he's in court saying, this is all staged by Jones. He's a crisis actor. Literally, he's made up this crisis. No one wants it shut, but we want it shut today, Your Honor. And the judge is like, you don't want it shut, but you want it shut today. That's interesting. But the most interesting part was, the Democrat Party lawyers got the CRO, Pat McGill, up there, who goes around the office bragging what a big Democrat is, you know, how much he hates me, how I should be in jail, I shouldn't be on the air. Yeah, that's what this has been like. Behind the scenes, I haven't talked about it. And he starts saying, well, I did call for it to be closed. It's too dangerous. They've got guns in there. There are people looking still carries, you name it, here, as if that's a weird thing in Texas. I mean, we're a target. Of course we got guns. And then the lawyer gets up and goes, what's it like to be in the crosshairs of Alex Jones? And the judge goes, stop it. I know what you're doing. Jones isn't putting people in crosshairs. Stop it. They go, you're right, Your Honor. What's it like to be targeted by him and all the guns? So literally, they wanted to close the building because we've got guns. I mean, these are pod people, folks. Just like Chuckie Schumer puts out photos of himself putting on a hamburger bun a raw beef patty with an unmelted cheese. I think they may be Martians. I mean, I used to joke, but maybe they are. Like, they're in front of a Texas judge. Your Honor, they got guns in there. And we're being targeted, sir. No one threatened anybody. Nobody targeted anybody with guns. But that's all they've got is just making crap up. And it went on and on and on. And then the lawyers for the U.S. trustee get up and they go, I pray, Your Honor, I pray. This woman went, don't give Jones control. He'll grab the bank accounts. He'll run away. And the judge knows I sold my house, took all the Bitcoin money given to me, put $12 million in there the last 3 years, have given everything up, I said. He knew they had three outside accounting firms come in and literally go over everything. He knows we got a tax return back because I'd overpaid taxes. The judge has been watching this. He kept saying, he goes, you know, I've been following this for almost 2 years. He kept telling, you know, I know the case, right? Like, we're in here with machine guns and piles of money and gold and, like, Scarface with piles of cocaine. And we're, you know, we're just all a crazy, you know, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was unbelievable because they're used to a court where they can march in and say, he's got $400 million in the bank. He stole it from these families. All he does is talk about him. It's who he is, Your Honor. He put a crosshair on me. He got a... They're just like, well, what happened with guns? Well, we just got a report. We can't say somebody saw a gun. The judge is like, and? Well, I mean, there's a gun. Sir, it's Alex Jones. He's got guns. Close it. And the craziest part about the Chuckie Schumer post I'm going to get to after Peter McCullough's on with us is he says, I've never been outside an apartment in my life. I've never had a backyard, but my daughter's wife got a little house, and so we're cooking meat for the first time. And maybe it's real. He's not really an alien, but he's like an alien compared to anybody else. That's what I've said. These leftists literally have grown up like pod people in high rises watching TV, and they think those of us, you always read about it now, as leftists move to like Colorado and Texas and South Dakota and Wyoming, and they'll be driving down a country road and they'll see a guy with a tree in his front yard butchering a deer. I've seen this story at least 500 times on the air over the years, and they call the police or animal welfare. I saw a man torturing a deer. And the animal welfare is so liberal now, the game warden, you know, they come out and say, well, we're going to make sure you butchered that deer right. What the hell are you doing hanging a deer up, boy? Doggone it, this is weird-ass stuff you're doing, hanging a deer up in your front yard and butchering it. Because to a pod person, doesn't even know how to turn on a gas oven, or charcoal for that matter, doesn't know how to grill a hamburger and get it juicy and sizzling and get it just right and put the piece of cheese on it and slide it onto that delicious bun. You just crispy a little bit on top of the, just throw the buns on for about 30 seconds, get a nice little toastedness to it. They know nothing about any of that. Easiest thing to cook's a hamburger. I was cooking hamburgers when I was 6 years old. By the age of four, my dad's like, you come over here, you grill it, you learn to do it. About once a week, my parents would say, hey, I was about 8 years old, cook us French toast and scrambled eggs. When you're done, go mow the yard. And they weren't being mean to me. They didn't want an invalid, didn't know how to run the... I remember one time my dad goes, well, it's time to re-roof the house. And I was thinking it's a good family project. We got plenty of money to hire roofers, but we're not going to do that. Your uncle's coming over next Saturday, and we're going to go today and buy the shingles, and we're going to strip that off tomorrow, and then we're going to re-roof the house Saturday. I remember my dad pulling up at 3:30 at school on Friday. It was in the spring. We go home. We tear off about half the shingles, didn't get it done, got dark, got up the next morning, pulled off the rest, and then roofed most of the house, me, my dad, my uncle, into the night. And then the next day we got up Sunday morning, my dad said, yeah, we're not going to go to church today. We're going to finish roofing the house. And by about 1 o'clock we were done, and my dad said, we're going to Billy Bob's and getting you a chicken fried steak, son. And that was just, it wasn't like some big thing. It was constant. We're going to roof the house. We're going to skin a buck. We're going to run a trot line. And to these pod people, they don't even know how to grill a hamburger. And they look at us and they think, these are weirdos. They walk in here, these leftists, and they're like, what's the engineer doing with a firearm on his side? Well, why do we have armed security here, too, that's all bonded? Because we're not rolling over, bending over, waiting for somebody to come after us. We're like these churches that have the deacons that are armed, so when some crazy Satanist comes in or some Islamist and starts shooting people, most of the time they don't kill one person before they get killed because there's trained men with guns that kill them. But it shows the total break with these people. They think we're the weirdos. These people can't change tires. These people, they can't do anything, folks. That's why they put out Homeland Security reports. Watch your neighbor if they're growing gardens. Same thing in Canada. Same thing in England. They put advisories out. Is your neighbor growing a garden? CNN says, if somebody calls us a republic, they're dangerous and probably terrorist. I got the clip. You're like, well, we're a republic. What do you mean? They're talking to their pod people, folks. Put Schumer back on screen. I'm already covering this. And what's crazy is they put these out like a press release, like a PR firm comes by to their house. And by the way, they're trying to ban gas grills in New York State. Yeah, scroll down. Yeah, that's a meme. It's him cooking a baby seal, putting a piece of cheese on it. The point is it's completely alive. No, go to the actual photo. Stop it. Go to the actual photo. But I saw this put up by the Clintons and others. So I guess it's like, well, get out. I think it's the PR firms are also pod people. They go, okay, get out here. It's the photo shoot. And they just put a piece of cheese on raw meat. Okay, go ahead and put that now on the bun. Look, blow it up. Zoom in. It's raw meat with cheese on it, and they put out more photos of them putting raw meat on buns. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on my X account. Now, folks, that's space alien, okay? So no wonder they think I'm bad, because I'm still a human. I'm still normal. These people literally think the government and the media is God. They really think the poison shots were good for them, even though the old statistics show it's killing people in mass. And they can't believe they were lied to by their God. And so they see a caveman like me. It's better than a retarded invalid. And they think this guy is weird. All right, I got huge news on Trump, huge news on Elon. I didn't mean to digress. It's just been incredible. InfoWars is going to continue bare minimum 2 months, maybe 5-6, and maybe we get bought and stay on air. But it is critical. I'm not going to go into the inside baseball and all of it, for you to get the products that are amazing anyways at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Big super sale, 40% off on X and on DNA Force Plus. It's selling out. And on Brain Force Ultra, and on Ultra 12, and on VasoBeats, and on Bodies, and on Nitric Boost. It's the summer kickoff super sale, and you will get your orders, and we are here, and the judge discovered it and kicked them out and fired this crew of people that were doing this that thought, hey, Alex Jones is demonized. Alex Jones is a bad guy in the media. We can do whatever the hell we want to this guy. Woo, it's open season on this guy. Woo, let's hire our lawyers and hire our families and hire our friends and let's just move in here and let's just shut off the advertising. So, and then let's just keep it right down to the line and right for the election. Let's just close the doors and lock his ass out. We'll show that dumbass hillbilly. We'll show him real good. We're carpetbaggers. We know how to show these dumbass Texans. We'll show them real good. You showed us, didn't you, real good that time again. You take our kindness as weakness, then you find out every time we're smarter than you, we're harder working than you, we're better than you, and we're going to outlast you. You think all these attacks on me do anything but piss me off and make me stronger? You think coming after my family makes me want to shit my pants and run off and hide under the table? That's because that's how you are. You're not messing with somebody that backs down when they're attacked. You're messing with somebody that has victory in their hands for generation after generation after generation after generation after generation after generation after generation 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 generation. You are messing with the generation. You are messing with the signal and the energy of victory. You are messing with people that are God-fearing and love justice and freedom and who are strong, strong, strong. And that's why you don't like me, because I'm not a piece of garbage like you. I'm not the globalists in general. They wanted to demoralize us and defile us. Everything to them is about an abomination. Everything to them is like Satanists that break into a church and do satanic rituals on the altar. It's about defiling us. It's about breaking us. It's about blasphemy. And you may not think of yourself as much, and I know you're a humble person, listeners out there, but Satan sees God in you, and that makes Satan feel like a piece of crap. So Satan thinks if he can hurt you and persecute you, he's going to hurt God. That's what all this is about. That's why they want to hurt the children, because that's the strongest place God's at, that seed of the future, that energy. God made them pure and good and ready if they're given the leadership they need, like an arrow loosed from the bow. But if they can fire that trajectory wrong, they can turn those children into weapons against civilization and society. Now, we're going to go to break. I'm going to hit the Elon Musk news and the Trump news first. And boy, there's a lot of it. I got super prepared today. But just remember this headline from last Friday. Sandy Hook families, we see that, who's behind it is the CIA, the FBI on record. They're just being used, and so sad for them. Sandy Hook families think CIA want to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts. The judge just laughed at them. C- So, oh, we don't want to shut you down. We just want you off the air and to have your social media so you can't speak anywhere. See how that works? But separately, we're going to break. It's key to have money to win a war, the information war. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. I need you to share the articles, the videos from InfoWars.com, Band.video, Real Alex Jones. Real Alex Jones, follow us there on X. I need you to also support our great sponsor who got demonized and attacked, my daddy, and his great warehouse and his great products. This same CRO kicked out of the warehouse. My dad helped set up all our stuff and had his products over there that he was making 30% on. While he's getting sued by the Democratic Party, my dad moved all those great products when they kicked him out that you can't get anymore to his warehouse in North Austin at drjonesnaturals.com. And he's a sponsor supporting InfoWars at the same time. So it's a win-win. And it's all there. The Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products, the toothpaste, Silver Bullet, highest quality, 30 parts per million colloidal silver, the same thing they sell in Whole Foods for $30. We just private label it from the top company. $12 and change, 57% off our sales price. That's already lower than Whole Foods. Oh, he sells supplements. Yeah. And then, oh, he's such a con man. Is that why they're the hottest growing thing everywhere? Because they work. The incredible organic multivitamin, 25% off. Cavachil, Top Brain, Rocket Rest, and so much more at drjonesnaturals.com. 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 If you want to stand with us during this historic fight, that is the thing to do. drjonesnaturals.com. Okay. Dr. Peter McCullough with huge breaking news. mRNA vaccine off switch discovered. This is such a big deal. There's a lot more. Judy Mikovits is coming up. He's just joining us for like 15 minutes. Then I'm going to get into Trump. But actually, before he comes on, I'm going to do that because he's on at 15 after. So I'm going to cover Trump against World War III, new developments, Elon Musk against the depopulationist death cult. And you're like, whoa, this sounds like your show 10 years ago. 20. Yeah, notice everything sounds like my show now if you're a long-term listener. If you'll watch one of my films, maybe you're a new listener. Go watch Endgame. Made it 2006, 2007. It was released. You're like, whoa, it all happened. Yeah, we got their number. That's why they're scared. And because I don't speak in a British accent, I have a Texas accent. They go, oh, he's a booby. He's stupid. Ha, ha, ha. You found out it ain't like that, didn't you? Ah! Yeah!
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
fight for America is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying, we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer, and as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
Happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Huge second, third, and fourth hour coming up under Peter McCullough, Judy Mikovits, and more. But first, Trump anti-nuclear war.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Is live. Must watch Monday live transmission down to hour number two. Trump raises alarm over World War III as Elon Musk slams globalist extinctionist cult. Tune into the broadcast to predict it all and share. You know the truth and the real McCoy when you see it, because you're looking in the mirror, and that's why you're tuned in. You love God, you love justice, you want freedom, and by God, we're going to fight for it. All right, Dr. Peter McCullough is coming up with huge news in just like 10 minutes, but let's jump into this other key intel. So if you're a regular listener here, and you already knew about this before you tuned in, probably most of you are already awake before you ever found the show. That's why you found it, because you were already awake. It's your job to wake up those that aren't awake yet. We're not in a bubble here. We're getting outside the bubble. That's what it's all about. But the globalists want to cut off the resources, poison the population, depopulate the earth, and have this transhumanist cult takeover. And that's what we're in the middle of right now. We're not in beta. We're in operational right now. We always knew when they went operational, it'd be so out in the open, if we planted enough seeds, the globalists would get their operation blown up on the launch pad, which is pretty much happening. Let's say their rocket's taking off. I see some holes in it, some fire shooting out, see some leakage. I think we need to get back. It's going to blow up. In fact, I know. That's why we don't want to get sucked into a civil war or violence. We got to just get back, keep putting the truth out, and get it a safe distance, because it's going to... Because every week is just like a millisecond right now. So I can see the enemy ship. They have liftoff. And they're all arrogant. We're hitting it. And they know that. That's why they're trying to cause civil war, economic collapse, World War III, everything, because we blew their rocket up. We already hit it. It's already leaking. In about a half a second, which is just a few months, it goes into full meltdown. It'll take about a year for the full explosion to dissipate on the current trajectory. So we need to get back from this. Okay. Just be cool. Pray to God. Keep warning people. Get prepared. It's going to be major aftershocks. And it doesn't mean there's some utopia after this, but at least their current attack has been vaporized. They're resigning. They're running for the hills. They're building bunkers. The enemy's in full retreat. They got all these idiots still getting their free money from the central banks, still attacking us. But those are stay behind networks that have been completely defeated. And I don't just announce this to sound powerful. And you know my prognosis 30 years ago, 20 years ago, if you've been listening that long, you can watch my shows from back then if you're a new viewer. I was like, we're behind. We're in deep crap. We better get serious. We got to dig out of this. I'm telling you right now, we're on the cusp of major revolutionary victory. Now, we've been trained in evil so long, our instincts are to go back to it. So we're not out of the woods, but we're beating the big monster in front of us right now. But I'm not like a leftist that promises some panacea or some damn utopia. That only happens when Jesus comes back. So, let's get to these Trump clips and then to this incredible Elon Musk clip. Let's go to Trump on World War III from the same event I was at. My flight got delayed, so I didn't get to see Trump. He had to go. I was going there, obviously, for that. Him and Roger Stone were there, but my flight got delayed 2 hours. So he had just left when I got there, literally. But that's fine. I got to meet with some other great folks. And here's what Trump said right before I got to Detroit on World War III.
Now under crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country, the world is in flames. Our border is overrun. Inflation is raging. Europe is in chaos. The Middle East is exploding. Iran is emboldened. China is on the march. And the worst, most incompetent person to ever lead this country is dragging us toward World War III. Other than that, I think he's doing a very good job. Do we agree, sir? Other than that, he's doing a fine job. Now, he's the worst. Under Biden, illegal aliens are better off. Terrorists are better off. China is better off. Russia is better off. The cartels are better off. But the American people were far better off under a gentleman named President Donald J. Trump. Have you heard of him?
All right. That just doesn't need description. You heard what he said. Let's go to his next clip on Zelensky. No more endless payments to Zelensky, the crackhead.
I think Zelensky is maybe the greatest salesman of any politician that's ever lived. Every time he comes to our country, he walks away with $60 billion. And I like him. You know, on the impeachment hoax number one, he was very good. He said, no, the president didn't threaten me at all. He could have been a grandstander and said, I was threatened, right, Matt? He could have said, I was threatened. So I like him. But he's the greatest salesman of all time. He walks in. So now here's the beauty. He just left 4 days ago with $60 billion, and he gets home and he announces that he needs another $60 billion, else it never ends. It never ends. I will have that settled prior to taking the White House as president-elect. I will have that settled.
Yeah, because the U.S. turns off the money and ends. And then World War III ends. Now, let's shift gears to Elon Musk in a recent interview. And you're like, we already know this. Well, yeah, but it's Elon Musk. And what he's saying is like an apple on a tree. It's a tree by its fruits. It's reaching all these new people. Elon Musk slams extinctionist movement who see humans as a plague. And that's the globalists. That's Yuval Noah Harari. That's the New World Order. That's their plan. So here he is calling out what they're really planning, a post-human world. Here it is.
I do worry about certain existential risks like the low birth rate, which is accelerating in most countries. You know, and really, this is one of those things that I think is underrated as an issue, is that if there are no humans, there's no humanity. You have to make them somehow, and I think we should be very concerned about the accelerating implosion of the birth rate. This is a super big deal. Like basically nothing else matters if there are no humans. Like as a first, as a initial premise, you must have humans for there to be civilization. Unless we're going to leave it all to the robots. In the sort of extreme form of the environmentalist movement, people start to view humans as a plague on the surface of the earth, as a fundamentally bad thing. And with the implication that if all humans disappeared, somehow earth would be better off. This is, so the extinctionist movement, and I think you can really, at a fundamental level, you can think of things as a fight between expansionist and extinctionist philosophies, and that's what really matters. Like everything else is if humans go extinct or civilization collapses, whatever policies we may have are irrelevant. So first and foremost, we must have an expansionist philosophy for civilization and for consciousness. We must seek to, you know, go beyond what we've done in the past to increase the number of humans. This is incredibly fundamental. So one way or another, this must happen. Yeah.
So the final message is go forth and procreate.
Yes. And go forth and multiply.
So, you heard him. It's extinctionist versus expansionist. What have I said 1,000 times? It's the people that want an implosion versus those that want an expansion. But it's not just our show saying it now. We are the touchstone, the zenith point, the progenitor of this, our guest, our experts, this show. That's why the enemy wanted to shut down. He's like, well, this catches on. It's game over. Well, guess what? Democratic Party, CIA, New World Order. It did catch on. and now you're in trouble. Now, I know the holy grail of research has been stopping the spike protein replicating in the body, which all the studies show. It's been going on for 3 years. It's still replicating. And the studies are out there, tens of millions dead, all sorts of problems, heart attacks, autoimmune diseases, infertility. So Dr. Peter McCullough is one of the most published cardiologists out there, research scientist, very respected, totally vindicated. So I saw the article early this morning when I got up at like 5 a.m. mRNA vaccine off switch discovered. And so in a major study they published, they have found, this is the beginning of the research, a cocktail that knocks it out. This is amazing. So this we cover so much amazing news. And when something's super amazing, I don't know what we do or what we say. We may have a red siren like Drudge used to do. Let's put a red siren on screen. Mirror, 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 mirror. I mean, this is, of all this stuff you should pay attention to, when you should pay attention to it all, you're not getting fluff here. None of this stuff's fluff on the show. None of this stuff's a little side issue or distraction. I can show you crime video all day, and we'd have more viewers. I'm not doing that. I show it here and there when it's important to make a point. This is big kahuna. This is central information. And he's put it all out at Peter McCullough Foundation, Peter McCullough Fund on X. This is a big deal because people said COVID wasn't real or idiots. Whether you got it naturally or took the shot, we know it's way worse. It devastates you. It causes cognitive decline. The numbers are out. So the globalists, I've learned, never do something unless they've got a cure. So McCullough, in my view, is reverse engineered one avenue in this, because the globalists wouldn't do something unless they had an escape hatch. That's my view. So, Doc, we're 15 minutes to break. You're very gracious with your busy practice and everything to literally working today to do this. I begged you to come on, fired the bat signal. I'm going to try to shut up for 15 minutes to break. You've got the floor to talk about this huge development. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Well, thanks, Alex, and thanks, you know, to your show and bringing America the truth of what's going on from the very beginning. We knew that messenger RNA was a bad idea. I published an op-ed in The Hill in August of 2020, the only public figure to come out and basically say big time to the House, the Senate, and the White House that messenger RNA was a bad idea because we don't know how to get rid of the pseudo-uridinated messenger RNA once it's in the body. It appears to be somewhat resistant to ribonucleases. A paper by Castriuta and colleagues has demonstrated that it's circulatory in blood for at least 28 days, if not more. Rolkin and colleagues from Stanford showed messenger RNA is stuck in lymph nodes around the axilla and the breast area for at least 2 months. Now we're years into this, Alex, and we see spike protein circulating at high levels, and we infer that from the extended antibody against the spike protein. Soon we'll be able to directly measure it. But in the research studies that measure the spike protein, it's still in blood 6 months after the shot, maybe years after the shot. So we're working to handle the spike protein the best we can with McCullough protocol-based spike protein detoxification. And now we've published an idea, a proposal, that potentially we could use what's considered small interfering messenger RNA to bind to Pfizer and Moderna and basically deactivate it so the body can clear it out. We use these small interfering RNAs already in practice. There's one called Petirasan, the other one Inclinzaran. I use them in my practice. They only last in the body a few days. They bind up messenger RNA to inactivate it. And then there's another technology called Ribotech, which can actually just sandwich the messenger RNA. So we hope that some basically molecular technology companies can pick this up and consider this. We're going to need an off switch for this. Moderna has their messenger RNA respiratory syncytial virus approved. They have influenza vaccines approved. And without any way to turn off the messenger RNA, we think every single messenger RNA shot, because it's been made synthetic and resistant to human breakdown, is going to make people progressively sick. We have to find a way to get this out of the body.
Obviously, the holy grail is how do we turn off the spike protein that we know is replicating. We've got more numbers coming out of even more deaths. Even mainstream media, as you were last on a month ago, is admitting, okay, the shots are connected to a major increase in death, all caused morbidity is off the chart. Can you speak to that, but then also get into, again, everybody wants to know how to mitigate this, whether you've had the shot or not, the effects of the population for the first time in modern history, declining population, declining fertility. I mean, this is a real thing. Speak to that, and then also, people that aren't a scientist like you, the mechanisms of cleaning out this garbage.
The spike protein is produced in great quantity after the vaccines, and it gets into all the organs in the body. It is the cause of the death syndromes we've seen, cardiovascular, neurologic, thrombotic, immunologic, and even oncologic, now cancer deaths called turbo cancers. Dennis Rancourt at Montreal estimated midsummer of 2023, worldwide 17 million vaccine deaths. And now a paper out of the Netherlands by Mostert and colleagues just through 2022, 42 countries had that estimate at 3 million. So all of this is cohesive. Our U.S. CDC has vaccine deaths at 18,655. Now, these are deaths where the doctors have already decided the vaccine is the cause of death, and I've reported these. I have another one yet to report, sadly. And if we multiply that times an underreporting factor of 30 in the United States, we're approaching 600,000 Americans have lost their lives. We've seen cardiac arrest now 3 years after taking these shots, including fatal blood clots and other problems. So we've proposed, Alex, that everybody begin what's considered McCullough protocol-based spike protein detoxification. That involves the use of natokinase, 2,000 units twice a day, bromelain, 500 milligrams once a day, and curcumin, 500 milligrams twice a day. These are available at Wellness Company as considered the ultimate spike detox. These are starting doses. We can either easily double them or quadruple them. I've talked to Jordan Vaughn, who's running a huge vaccine injury center in Birmingham, Alabama, where he's dealing with giant blood clots. He's using a total dose of natokinase per day, which is a blood clot dissolver, also dissolves the spike protein, but he's using 16,000 units a day. So we initially proposed starting at 4,000 units a day and can go up from there. But these natural products do slowly work against this accumulated spike protein. And under direct observation, Alex, we are seeing people, thankfully, slowly get better.
But you've now put out a study you guys did where this particular intravenous, and obviously gets right to it, is what, more powerful, quicker?
Well, it would be viable if we could actually get a developer to, you know, make some inactivating small interfering RNA to just shut it off. And if we could shut off the messenger RNA, now we'd have to worry about continued production. It's just a matter now of getting the spike protein to clear from the body. So I think you're going to see a lot more papers and news about how we can deactivate pseudouridinated messenger RNA. When Carrico and Wiseman won the Nobel Prize for pseudouridination, it was really unprecedented, Alex. There were protests all across Scandinavia because the scientists in the world knew that pseudouridination was going to create a monster that is an injection in the human body that we cannot get out. And in fact, they did it. They won the Nobel Prize for it. But like so many other Nobels, it's gone on to really harm humanity.
Now, in the time we have left, it's all over the news. They admit cardiac issues are off the chart. That's your real expertise. There's a cardiologist, ads on TV that, oh, it's normal for kids to have heart attacks now. Thousands of articles, AP, Reuters, USA Today. We don't know why there's record heart attacks and myocarditis and strokes and blood clots in children, but we do know. This was all predicted by you, Dr. Michael Yeadon, and others.
It's true, Alex. The U.S. FDA in its October 20th, 2020 slide at the Virbac meeting said the vaccines were going to cause myocarditis. So our government agencies knew these vaccines were going to cause heart damage. It was June of 2021. Our FDA said they caused heart damage. And it was basically the summer of 2021. After the FDA had already made their pronouncement, that's when the sports teams mandated the vaccines on the players, including the NFL. You know, what sports team would mandate a shot that causes heart damage in athletes? We know the peak age is 18 to 24, 90% are men. That's military age and, you know, athlete-aged individuals. This was an absolute disaster. That's the reason why Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie Irving, Novak Djokovic, that's the reason why these you know, elite athletes said there's no way they're going to take the shot. They knew it could cause heart damage. We had data from the Big Ten that 60% of the college athletes had already been through COVID in 2020. They could have absolutely no benefit from a vaccine and only harm. Now, I think we will see those who mandated the vaccine, despite the FDA warnings and despite the CDC telling us it doesn't reduce transmission, you're going to see those who mandated the vaccines now be called to justice.
Well, that's right. In closing, we only have like 3 minutes left. Suddenly, all these people, it's 100,000 names, but hundreds I can think of, Cuomo's, all of them saying, oh, you better take it, go to jail if you don't. Oh, we were never for it. It's terrible. I'm vaccine damaged too. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. They know that this blew up in their face. Can you respond to how big that is and Fauci in so much trouble and how you think they're going to try to extricate themselves? Because I'm not just about vengeance. But they're already bringing back bird flu. They're already trying to come in with more mRNA. That's why we've got to expose them, not out of vengeance, but out of self-preservation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we need to expose those who have clearly deceived America. Today, I just got news from Attorney General Chris Kobach from Kansas, just announced Kansas is suing Pfizer now for essentially deceptive trade practices following Ken Paxton in Texas. So Pfizer's going to be held accountable. Our government agencies up and down need to be held accountable. You'll see more and more activity. I think we need independent special prosecutors now, three of them, one on the origins of SARS-CoV-2, the second one on the intentional suppression of early treatment, and the third on the harms from the vaccine. I think we should be supportive of Chris Cuomo and others, Alex, coming out and basically starting to tell their story, him and Megyn Kelly, Eric Clapton and others.
No, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's bad. Eric Clapton did it early, but as bad as those media people were that took money, we should not go after them because it'll get more people to go public. Yeah, yeah. So in closing, how would you quantify how big this is? Because we sit here covering huge news, but this is so ultra massive. The globalists, Bill Gates, they tried this. Fauci tried this. It failed. So they've got to be in full panic mode right now.
They have to be, and you know, we're calling them out on bird flu. This is a manufactured problem. It's gain of function. The vaccines and culling aren't going to work. Natural immunity will prevail, Alex. It's going to carry us through. We always have to have an eye on developing natural immunity and early treatment and, you know, resist the pressure for lockdowns, masking, and vaccination.
Well, again, online healthnow.com. We'll put it back on screen. Onlinehealthnow.com is the link to support InfoWars. Everybody should be taking the detox anti-spike regimen there, but it's great that you're getting peer-reviewed stuff, you know, coming out on specific, even more hardcore stuff. Onlinehealthnow.com. And again, what are the name of the products people need to get right now that's already so good for them to flush out their blood and flush out their system, Doctor?
Get wellness company spike support. That's nattokinase. Add to it bromelain and curcumin. Follow the doses. Follow us carefully on social media. We will bring America through this.
Onlinehealthnow.com. Because again, you agree, the globalists wouldn't launch something if they didn't have an escape hatch for themselves.
Right. And you know what? When we first published this, Alex, immediately we were censored on social media. We knew we had the right approach.
Onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Peter McCullough.
Thank you.
Appreciate you on your busy schedule. All right. All right, I'm going to shift gears now. Appreciate you, Doctor. And I've got so much other news to hit on what's happening in the world. And then Dr. Jenny Megavitz is joining us in studio. This is one hell of a broadcast. This is a big deal, though, guys. We're discovering the globalist escape hatches. Stay with us. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish. And it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is. And it's pure fish oil. And it's not been pasteurized. And it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet!
We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil.
We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal.
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech.
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America?
Right.
And they take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other. Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here, just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you are tuned in to the broadcast the enemies of humanity fear because of our guests, our callers, everything we do here, because of what I talk about. They know we've got their number and they're shitting their britches. All right, I mentioned this earlier. I got a bunch of other news I want to hit, but it's really a big deal. This is one of the top things on X. It's all over the internet right now. Schumer deleted the tweet from yesterday. Evil Senator Schumer sets off firestorm with Father's Day grill photo showing cheese on raw hamburger patty. Deletes photo. And you can zoom in. It's gray, gross meat, old, but you still see it's red. It's not even been cooked. It's not even been on the grill. And he's sitting there. Zoom in on the one with cheese on it. Look at it. It's red right there where they poked it. Zoom in. You know about meat where it's on the outside it turns gray, on the inside it turns red. Zoom in on that patty. On the one with cheese. Zoom in on it. Look at that. That is raw meat. Now, anybody, whether you live in Michigan or California or Florida or South Dakota or Texas or Oklahoma, knows what a raw meat patty looks like. And you know you don't put cheese on it. You cook it till it's 95% cooked. And then 30 seconds before you take it off a hot grill, you put a piece of cheese on it till the edges melt and start dripping. And then that's ready to go onto the bun. You put your buns on 30 seconds when it's hot, maybe a minute, get them toasted. You're like, why does this matter? Because the guy's a freaking space alien. I'm not saying he's literally one, but in his own post on X, his tweet, he says, I've never been out of an apartment building my whole life, but my daughter's wife, Father's Day, they got a house. We're at their house. It's so great. Like, he thinks we're aliens like him. By alien, alien to being a normal human. Alien just means foreign. I'm at my daughter's wife's house, and we're cooking on a grill that he wants to ban in New York. He supports it. So he's cooking on a gas grill that's banned. You can see it's a gas grill. And he's so alien that he's got raw patties on it, putting cheese on it. You're like, that doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. Our family has lived in an apartment building for all our years. But my daughter and her wife just bought a house with a backyard, and for the first time, we're having a barbecue with hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. Father's Day heaven. Roll down, scroll down. I've often wondered if I could take him out camping in, say, Montana. I've often wondered if I could, like, deprogram these people, but no, you can't. But I've always said, how many times have I said they're raised in high rises, they watch TV all day, they don't even know how to cook food. It's like George Herbert Walker Bush, decades after scanners came out, at grocery stores, didn't know what a grocery store scanner was. Because they're the establishment. Everyone's delivered, everything is delivered to them. So he thinks, like, look, I'm like you. Like Elizabeth Warren goes, I drink beer, look. And then she does the bottle cap, and it falls off before she touches it. They'd even pop the bottle for her because she wouldn't know how to pop a bottle cap. They're these weird invalids. We go back to some of the Chinese dynasties thousands of years ago. They told the elites, they wanted to control the women that were the royal family, the emperors did. Women don't walk. We bound your feet when you can't walk. You're carried everywhere. Your butt's wiped. And you've got foot-long fingernails so you can't feed yourself. And they were taught it was fashion to be like this. Well, Schumer and the establishment are an extension of that. He doesn't know that when you cook a hamburger and then you put cheese on it. And it's that fundamental. These are the people in control of policy. No wonder they hate the Midwest. No wonder they hate the South. No wonder they hate rural areas in the West Coast. Because to them, those are scary people. And I mentioned this earlier. I see it in the news all the time. It happens all the time. Alabama, Texas, Montana, Wyoming, Oklahoma. The left's fleeing cities they've collapsed. They sell the houses that were overvalued to go buy a piece of property. They're driving down a country road. And people in the country usually live right by the road and got the property behind them because they want to get on the road quick. And they look over and there's a tree or there's a stand and there's a deer hanging, getting cut up. They see a bloody animal. And they pull over, they take pictures, they call the police. And a lot of times, the police actually go and show up. They go, I've seen animal cruelty. I saw somebody torturing a deer. No, they're butchering a deer that they shot, that they harvested, they're going to eat. And for those of us that grew up like this, this just doesn't even sound real because you're not one of these glow-in-the-dark people. So these are really, really screwed up people. Big article on Infowars.com. Schumer sets off firestorm with Father's Day grill photo showing cheese on raw hamburger patty. I don't know the correct time to find it, but remember a few years ago, Beto O'Rourke, when he was running for governor, or maybe it was senator, he ran so many times, is cooking hamburgers, and they're raw too, and then he puts them on English muffins. Like, again, they can't even cook a hamburger, folks. Much less run a country. And this is who's starting World War III with the Russians. Yeah, look, there's the English muffin. Oh, my God. I mean, he does a little bit better job than Schumer. So these people are totally insane. Totally and completely insane. And look, there's broccoli. Oh, yeah. Go back. Pause it. There's broccoli as the lettuce. Okay, I just can't handle it anymore. So these people are completely and totally cuckoo. This happened to me. I butchered my deer in my Brooklyn apartment, and the cops came. Hell, I hadn't seen that in an apartment. Put down some plastic, go in the bathtub, whatever you got to do. But me, I'm lazy. I don't know how to do it, but I take it to a processor. Usually a processor 30 minutes away. I'll cut the guts out real quick, you know, slit it open, cut the guts out, throw them out. But I take it to a processor. But if I need to, I know how to get a saw out, get a knife out. I can skin a buck in about 30 minutes. Take me about an hour. I do it just right. Like my uncle and my dad, they all have an ice chest right there, and they cut little cutlets out, have all the steaks, and put it in plastic bags, and it's all got to be perfect. And then we got to cook it all the next week. We don't want to freeze this. And, you know, my grandfather would sit there when I was a little kid. So he'd shoot deer out of season. He was like, he loved living off the land. And he'd shoot a deer in the middle of summer or whatever, haul it up, cut it up. And then he'd sit there at dinner, because he cooked dinner a lot, and he'd make it fried chicken. But as a side dish, he'd take a deer heart. It was such a good shot, though. A lot of times the heart was all blown up, but we'd still eat it. He'd pick a few little pieces of lead out of it, and he'd sit there with a super sharp knife right in front of me, and he'd slice it in like half a millimeter thick slices, just, and then he'd grill it with garlic butter, and then he'd slice it up, and he'd put it on a plate like, what's the Italian dish where it's raw meat but thinly sliced? It's really good. I forget the name of it. But this was lightly cooked. And, man, that heart was so delicious. Absolutely so. But I remember, like, looking at a piece. There's a big slice of deer heart. You can see the bullet hole in it. Yeah, tartare. Steak tartare. That's right. But, again, to these people, this is like crazy town weirdness. So that's who we're up against. So let's go through some of the memes here. Maybe pull up the HD versions of these. But here's Schumer. And he's eating raw meat, putting cheese on raw meat. I mean, again, totally disconnected from reality. So folks made jokes where he's cooking a baby seal. You got to love the internet, man. I mean, there are so many good ones. Do you like wet cheese with a side of salmonella? I love this one. Oh, my God, Dad, those smell fantastic. This is next level, the meme. The plastic tray in the oven, as if you cook hamburger in the oven. Meatloaf you do, but not this. Look at this. It's a plastic sheet, so it'll melt immediately. And then it's fresh hamburger, and then it's cheese on it. Ha ha, that is hilarious. That is the same level, yeah. How to grill a cheeseburger for dummies. Don't be like Chuck. We've got a short clip here in the clips of that. Let's play this little short clip. I love the internet. I mean, they had this ready within hours of this coming out this morning. Which one is it? Clip 3. Yeah, here's Up Chuck's raw and ill meme. Here it is.
In the mood for some undercooked meat? Would you like your hamburger cooked on a cold grill? Do you like wet cheese with a side of salmonella? Well, then Upchuck's Raw and Ill is the place for you. Here at Upchuck's Raw and Ill, we prepare your bacteria burgers with the finest chemicals. Take a look at our ingredients.
At Upchuck's Raw and Ill, our greatest raw burgers are prepared with fresh insects, worms, grasshoppers, and paint chips. And every undercooked diseased burger is topped off with a thick room temperature slice of cheese. At Upchuck's Raw and Ill, you'll always leave with hepatitis.
At Upchuck's Raw and Grill, you can rest assured that you'll be hugging the porcelain throne the rest of the night. Upchuck's Raw and Grill. Come for the E. coli, stay for the explosive diarrhea. And for a limited time only, the first 500 customers at Upchuck's Raw and Ill will receive a signed poster of my smoking hot Instagram model wife. Upchuck's Raw and Ill. Who's hungry?
But his post on X is so perfect. He's like, I've never been out of an apartment building. My daughter's wife, they're not having kids, unless they kidnap them from Christians, and which is the leftist favorite thing, is to grab Christian families' kids and give them to the left. And then he's like, but look, I mean, I'm going to eat raw meat. I mean, these people are just beyond cuckoo. Here's a short clip of the real war on food by these pod people with Joe Rogan.
Fame and power, it's like the ultimate elixir.
It's also the people that you're around.
Because, like, we were talking about, like, we love being around comics. It's fun. It's our lifestyle. It's how we like to talk. They like being around other sociopaths. They like being around other people that are taking over businesses, hostile takeovers. They like to be around the guys who influence foreign governments, the guys who fly over in private jets and sit with their legs crossed with Italian shoes on. You know? And they have conversations about clean energy and, you know, what they really want to do is control all the food, control the farmlands. You know, we have to reduce the methane from these cows, and the best way to do it is just take the cows away from the farmers. If we just control the cows. If we have a climate change mandate and we control the farms, I mean, it's basically game over. They're literally doing that.
All bad guys have a British accent.
There's no reason why you would say we shouldn't have cows. Unless you're a complete sociopath. You want people to get rid of cows? Are you sure this is a good strategy? Do you understand starvation? Do you understand how that works? You're not going to grow cows, are you? No, you need someone to grow cows. And you're going to take their cows away? The f*** out of here.
Yeah, why would they want to get rid of cows?
Because they want you to be completely dependent on them. The more you're dependent on them, and the more they can tell you what's good and what's bad and what you shouldn't be doing. And Giannis, we looked at your carbon footprint. Your carbon footprint is very problematic.
By the way, it's not a gay thing. It's just a true story. I've seen Joe with his shirt off in the last year because everything's an advertisement with Joe. He's a money-making machine, which is fine. He's a great guy. Before he goes to the comedy club, he'd done his podcast, and I'm up there in the green room with him. He's about to go back in and do a set. He pulls one shirt off. It looks like a 20-year-old gymnast. And then he puts on another shirt. That's another advertisement. That's why I pulled the shirt off. I was like, God almighty, Joe. He goes, yeah. He goes, I finally, you know, got myself under control the last few years. He's already in great shape. He goes, I eat a banana in the morning. I have a green drink. And I drink a lot of water, a little bit of coffee. I take some vitamins, and then I have my dinner. When we go out to dinner, he doesn't get any side dishes like he used to. He eats a huge steak, and that's it. So imagine somebody like Joe. They're telling him he eats a steak. Like a 25, 30-ounce steak at night and a banana and a couple strawberries and a green drink. That's it. And imagine to somebody like that, you hear Joe like, they're going to take my cows away? I mean, he worships cows. I mean, if you go back to first book of the Bible, after God makes the earth and all that, first thing, it just talks about cows and how they eat green grass and how it's great to have cows. And, you know, the whole Old Testament's about cows. Because imagine, you just put them out on grass, it's this delicious meat. I mean, cow's the best, folks. I love chicken, I love pork, I love it all, but nothing compares to beef. And Joe is literally a guy that only eats red meat, basically. And imagine, you can look at him like, well, it certainly works. Imagine to him, because when he's done eating, huge steak, there's a bone, that's it. It's all gone. Every piece of fat, every piece of whatever, he eats it all. And that's about, we eat dinner all the time. So for about 3 years, he doesn't order a tomato salad anymore. He doesn't order a salad. He just eats red meat. And imagine to him, someone saying, we're taking that away from you. Here's a clip with him talking about Sandy Hook.
You know, the war in Iraq was ridiculous. I remember I watched it. I watched it on TV. You remember that night when we opened bombing?
Oh, yeah.
It was just on the news.
I remember.
We're like, here's us fucking up some other city.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. We watched it, and
you
like,
see the tracer missiles?
Yeah. I remember being a kid and being like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah. It was fucking weird.
It's weird.
What's really crazy is that they never showed the evidence of weapons of mass destruction that they should have had something that would let them go to war, but they never had any real evidence.
Hey, remember when Alex Jones got sued for $1 billion?
More.
And then
I think it's more than
the people that killed 1 million people in Iraq didn't face any repercussions.
Crazy.
What a time.
What a time.
Huh?
Isn't that nuts? Isn't that nuts?
What the heck?
What's the real misinformation?
I said, what the heck?
Yeah.
By the way, that's an old number. When Madeleine Albright got questioned on 60 Minutes, halfway into the Clinton administration, they tripled the sanctions that Herbert Walker Bush had done. They said 1 million people died, 500,000 are children. Is that a good price to pay? It ended up being over 2 million. And she said, yeah, it was a good price to pay. But she's a woman with a big brooch. She looks like a troll. Troll 5. It's coming out now. Remember Ernest Fights the Trolls? That is some of the best comedy ever. I love those super cheesy shows. But she was the star of that. I'm joking, but she should have been. No makeup needed. Here she is like, oh, it's a woman. Well, she's killing millions. It's liberal. I came, I saw, he died like Hillary. That's what Joe's talking about. Here it is.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it? I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
You watch the full interview, it's even worse. All right, Dr. Judy Megovitz has a huge list of bombshell topics and information to cover. That's all coming up. Let me hit some of the other news that we've got here. This is a big deal, and I know all this stuff we cover is a big deal, but this is really big. We knew this was going on. We knew the critical race theory and transgenderism in the military and the federal agencies was all about that, all about loyalty tests. And we had the CRO here trying to shut us down doing, like, Black Lives Matter meetings, like asking folks if they supported it or whatever. It's all about control. Really scary. FBI asked employees about views on COVID vaccine mandates during security clearance review. And that headline's powerful, but when you dig deeper, it's much worse. They said, did you support President Trump when he was president? Do you support forced injections? Read the article. So they're doing loyalty tests to the FBI agents to say, did you support Trump? Boom, you're out or demoted. Are you against forced injections, lockdowns? Yeah, boom, you're gone or you're demoted. And more. So this is a big deal. The article's up on Infowars.com. And that's just par for the course. But I love this meme of Chuckie Schumer. Look at this one. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. It shows a milk cow. And it shows a big piece of cheese on it. Because that's the equivalent of him trying to serve people raw hamburger patties. Except the cheese is melted. In the case with Schumer, it wasn't even melted. What is that, a Holstein? Been a while since I worked on a ranch. Isn't a black and white cow a Holstein? She's got a Holstein cow here, a milk cow. Got Holsteins and Jerseys. And he's got a piece of cheese on it. But see, I'm a little biased here because I grew up driving tractors and shredding fields and dehorning cows and doing cesarean sections on cows and horses and everything. I grew up, and I guess it's kind of weird that I feel like everybody knows this, but at least they know how to cook a hamburger, right? No. They just know how to start World War III with the Russians. Probably not a good idea. So we've got that. Also, the former CDC director, I got the video coming up, says there will be bird flu pandemic. Well, we know you're firing it up for the election. We got a bunch of military news and a ton coming up in the third and fourth hour today. I want to thank you all for your support. Thank you all for your prayers. Thank the crew for the amazing job they've done. I cannot do that enough. We are fighting hard. People wonder, well, they're going to shut you down in the news and then you're not shut down because we're fighting, because evil is the only thing that exists in this universe. That if you want to support our sponsor and keep us on the air and get great products at the same time, go to drjonesnaturals.com. Just the letters DR, one word, jonesnaturals.com. And it's selling out quick, so it's going to be gone soon. Hopefully you get more. Next level foundational energy, not a normal stimulant. It's the breakdown of folic acid, methylfolate with the key compounds to uplift your cells. Amazing energy with no letdown. Next level foundational energy, all the nano silver products. The immune gargle, the topical wound gel, the super blue fortified with nano silver, iodine, tea tree, peppermint, all that, super blue toothpaste, all at drjonesnaturals.com. And there's so many other great products now available at drjonesnaturals.com. If you believe in what we're doing, want to support us, plus you want great products, go now to drjonesnaturals.com. And I'll make the announcement again because people are still confused. InfoWars is still on the air for at least the next few months, maybe forever. By forever, years. We're in the fight. I can't make any promises, but your orders are safe. At InfoWarsStore.com, we have the kickoff of summer super sale, 40% off on X3. Oh, the missing link. Next level quality products there, like Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil that's so good for your body. And the Ultra 12, highest quality vitamin B12, taken to the tongue for higher absorption. And so many other great products like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, all 40% off. It's key to support the broadcast. Plus, you want these products, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Say that too fast, but it's okay. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Gene Mikovits, come on.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com.
If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Children, the answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. There is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer. And as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Judy Megavitz is in studio with us. I was going to try to have her Saturday, but I had to leave to go to Turning Point USA and their action event with Trump. And she joins us now, therealdrjudy.com. To cover the waterfront, the cures being denied, natural immunity, natural products, no genetically modified anything, the poisons of the animals and the soil, what's their master plan, what is the tax on carbon, it's a tax on God. Since 86, you've been injected poisons, bioweapon, nothing was ever tested since 34, which they now admit they're not testing these so-called vaccines. You don't inject anything and get God's immunity. But before we go there, what do you make, as you were saying all this on the air before they released COVID and brought out the poison shots, what do you make of all the rats leaving the sinking ships and claiming, okay, the shot didn't work, okay, it's killing people, but it's an accident? What do you make of the system? It appears running scared. What do you make of this?
Well, we knew from HIV AIDS that it wasn't an accident, that it was a plandemic. We knew from 1983, 1984, as you just said. We knew from then. We had the curative platforms and strategies then with peptide T. You know, LAV, lymphadenopathy virus, never was HIV. HIV was gain of function and injected. And then the deplorables, the IV drug users, the gay men, and prostitutes. Oh, those were the only people that could get HIV, as we heard from Burks, Redfield, Fauci. Oh, because those were the only people that were injected with HIV. That would be
and explain
fine.
How it worked, because I've seen Fauci brag in the late 70s, we used the gay men to spread it. It was a perfect group to do it. Was it the hepatitis shot? How were they doing it?
It was the hepatitis B shot, and the condoms were no better than the masks. They caused the problem. And so you set up, you perpetrated the fraud against the population, and we, the people, blame their behaviors. And now it's everybody's behavior. It's you're eating real food, not raw meat, and you're trying to take care of your family, and you refuse to inject anything. Yeah, it's the same game plan, except we the people allowed him to murder the gays, the IV drug users, and the prostitutes, premeditated murder by way of the hepatitis B vaccination.
And that was a beta test.
Yeah, that was HIV was gain of function. Never was lymphadenopathy virus. Never was. Proof, it's all there. We know Celia Farber.
But I remember doctors when in the 80s, since my dad had doctor friends, he was a doctor, coming over to the house and having discussions about how it was a gain of function weapon. I mean, that was known back then.
Absolutely. I was right there. I started June 10th, 1980, at National Cancer Institute in Fort Detrick. This had nothing to do with Fauci. This had to do with
Gallup. For folks who don't know, Fort Detrick's the main bioweapon
producer.
Correct.
In the entire world. We ship them by way of FedEx in little vials. We used to carry those little vials in our pockets on planes in liquid nitrogen. Yeah, I mean, like freeze them in liquid nitrogen, let them thaw, and carry them.
So just like 12 monkeys where he's going to the airport with it. They would
have- I've got the Vero monkey kidney cell line in my pocket. Look at your customs form on the back of your, whenever you arrive into the U.S. It used to say just fruits and vegetables because you didn't want to bring a pathogen from another place into the country that could infect our food. Oh, so then sometime, when did they put in cell lines?
And why does the Pentagon spread it all around for plausible deniability?
Absolutely. They shipped it. They didn't spread it. They shipped it. They didn't release it in COVID-19. They released it throughout the 80s and 90s. They shipped it by a FedEx. They shipped it.
So you're saying, what you've said, now it's coming out, you're right. It's already been through the other shots given to us. This is just the cover for the big rollout.
It's all in us already. No bird flu. Was it bird sneezing? You know, every...
I remember you talked about this on the show like 4 years ago. It was in mainstream news last week that the government put in flu shots, bird flu, decades ago.
Well, sure. Every flu shot was made in a chicken egg. And the only reason you didn't take it is if you were allergic to eggs. Specific pathogen-free eggs were the ones that only had specific pathogens tested. What didn't they test? What they
is it true peanut allergy came from them growing vaccines on peanuts? Peanut protein?
The peanut oil was in the shots. And yes, they use peanut oil. They use other things. I wouldn't say growing vaccines in peanuts that way. But
well, explain it. So, but I'm not a scientist like you, you know, top expert, but if you mix one pathogen your body supposedly has immunity to with a part of a peanut, you're not going to have an allergic response to peanuts.
Peanut oil. So the oils drive. You need the oils. It's in the injections. They always had to be injected.
So bottom line, whatever you mix with a so-called vaccine, you're going to have a response to that as well.
Correct, because you injected it.
So why, you said this on the show 4 years ago, nobody else was saying it. Now they admit that the COVID shots were thousands of different combos testing on people, and that many of them, as you said here years ago, they put everything. They're saying polio vaccines in it, swine flu. Why are they dumping everything into this?
Because we grow them in the same cell line. Polio vaccines are grown in Vero monkey kidney cells. I made the E6 cell line of the clone of Vero E6. Read very carefully the paper and the methods, which people don't know, but hey, we never let them off. So Vero E6 was the E6 well of a 96 well plate, was the clone that would support Ebola. So Ebola's been in your polio shots since 1994, and I can prove it. I have the publication.
Why are they doing this?
Because they have to, because they are financially liable. A disease able to affect the economies of nations was Hillary Johnson's foreword to our first book, Plague. And she wrote it in 2014. It's very critical to understand. They're doing it because they're liable. Because every level of our HHS, Health and Human Services, from the Senate Majority Leader to every member of Congress who took money from Big Pharma. Because when all liability was removed from pharma in 1986 by then President Ronald Reagan, who told pharma and Fauci to make the vaccine safer, and they said they're unavoidably unsafe. Somebody will always die. Oh, so by 2019, the injury, the people who could not work, the maimed, all we're seeing with Maddie DeGarry on down. I know exactly that's HTML.
We're not a top scientist like you. So explain to us how they cover up that they polluted us with a new super pollutant. You're saying they're going to blame the super pollutant now for all the other pollutants as the cover.
No, you're going to use the super pollutant is synthetic. So when we injected monkey, cow, bird, aborted fetal mRNA, DNA, and protein, mRNA, from monkeys, cows, dogs, I don't even know, pigs, everything is in every one of those shots. Aborted fetal cell lines from eyes, from kidneys, from bladders. When we injected all that mRNA into people over the last 40 years, unchecked since 1986, politics. They disobeyed the federal law. When we did that since 1986, unchecked because the entire federal government disobeyed the federal law.
Sure, were they conscious of the witch's brew?
No, and they're all liable from their ignorance.
So what does the witch's brew do?
Causes every single symptom you've seen, and the synthetic vaccines, they don't break down.
Well, you say that's an accident. That sounds like
an accident.
They say they want to depopulate us to get rid of us. That sounds like a great way to, depending on your genetics, they give you hundreds of things, and then no one knows exactly what did it.
Correct. And that was intentional, and it was that your government, whether it be from Trump on down, who was tricked into the universal flu vaccine in September of 2019. See, it was no accident on the level of the planners of the plandemic. You know, these were plandemics. Each pandemic, whether it be Zika, Ebola, H1N1, go right back to 1975. Go right back to why, you know, the injuries and the lawsuits that were set up all the way since 1975. Some of the honest media caught it before that, and we see that in the movie Plandemic Indoctrination. So they did everything they could to, you know, fear was the poison. And then there were the players, the Coffins, the Lipkins, the Faucis, every level, the Burks, the Redfield.
No, I understand, but put it in layman's terms. They knowingly have infected the inhuman system with this. And then what does the COVID shot do?
The COVID shot killed everyone they infected because they were liable in human terms. Every name I just named was criminally liable for premeditation.
But explain to me. I understand they want to get rid of the witnesses, but it makes a bigger problem they've now got to face, which has all come out. How does creating a bigger problem erase the old problem?
It's not a bigger problem. It's the same financial boondoggle they got in HIV. Oh, they got drugs.
So to cover up all their past crime, they create an even bigger crime to be the heroes.
And now they got the hospital homicide. So they're poisoning them slowly and stealing their money and depleting their bank account with their drugs that are murder of the specific populations.
No, there's no doubt they've done this, doctor. What I'm asking you is pull back and talk to us like we're not a scientist like you.
Okay.
What is the master plan? What is currently happening? What do you make of it all coming out?
Okay. So look at your TV at night. I don't care whether it's Fox News or anything else. Look at your TV at night and look at the drug commercials. Look at the pharma commercials. The pharma commercials. And watch what they're targeting. Oh, they say, ask your doctor if so-and-so is right for you and let him know if you've had a vaccine. Well, we've been mandated to, and your doctor has no idea. Your doctor has no idea what's in any shot. Nobody knows what's in any shot because not one shot since 1986 was ever tested against the placebo. So if you don't know saline, it's tested not to kill or injure more than last year's shot. And so they've covered up that crime, and that's what Del Big...
So how do you cover up a crime by having something that kills way more people statistically than the last shots?
Because you cremated them, and they don't kill way more people statistically than the last shots because Zika, Ebola, everyone...
Sure, but, I mean, we are having, according to insurance actuaries, record death.
Correct, because every shot after 2009 was a COVID shot. Every shot after October 23rd, 2009 was a COVID shot, a synthetic flu shot, and they knew it.
Okay, so in your view, what's the plan? Where's this going?
Pretend like none of it ever happened. We've got all these new wonder drugs that cost our economy $13,000 a month like AZT then, and we don't even know that we could use Genvoya, Truvada, and all of the drugs that we developed to cure AIDS, botanical modifiers, which I showed you the last time. We had all those patents and all those proofs that we could use natural botanicals in fact, are in complete compliance with the 2004 FDA Botanical Drug Guidance Act. That means if their grass generally regarded as safe, that government has no control. And yet they've stopped you from using every one of them. They saw.
And now it came out that billions were paid to Walgreens and CVS alone to not give ivermectin, which shows the incredible control to literally block therapeutics.
And these pharmacists are criminally liable. And we, the people, just have to walk in there and file the insurance claim you poisoned us. Those pharmacists are still denying ivermectin to cancer patients, and what they're treating with cancer to cancer patients with right now is criminal.
Bug poison.
It's worse than that. It's leprosy drugs, naproxen, antivirals. They're poisoning. They're driving.
I believe you, and people know that. So are things going the way they want? Because to me, it seems like they're in full panic mode. There's a much bigger awakening. Are you positive at any level?
I'm positive of the cures, but the problem is the victims of these crimes against humanities, they go to a doctor right now who poisons them or a pharmacist who's still denying them ivermectin.
No, I get it. The same system that followed the orders to give them the poison shot is going to now follow directors that kill them. So shifting gears, because you said last time we were here, there is a great awakening. The globalists are in trouble. I mean, I think it's fair to say, though, it's not going well for them.
Oh, no, it's not going well at all because we're still here and we still have all the data and there's nothing that will change that. So all I have to do is show you. I have absolutely every bit of it. That's the last chapter, A Plague of Corruption, which Bobby Kennedy saw so clearly in October of 2019.
All right, so shifting gears to other subjects. You want to know about carbon tax. That's really important. You say it's a tax on God. It's a war on life. The whole planet, life is carbon. To say carbon is bad, but we're the carbon they want to reduce.
Well, sure. I mean, everything that is organic is carbon. Carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. The war is on God. You know, you can't tax God. Oh, I eat organic. Not if you eat synthetics. Not if you eat, you know, no, everything organic. I eat organic too, but I don't.
And notice Bill Gates has said anything organic, London Guardian headline, organic's bad, synthetic's good. They're actually saying that.
No, and organic's God. Tree, we carbon date to tell how old a tree is. I don't drink wood alcohol and I don't eat trees and we don't eat crickets and that's not of God. And they're trying to replace God with synthetic.
So what is obviously satanic. If they had full control, where would they take us?
Well, if they had full control, which they never will get, they just take us to eating crickets and being vegan. And you played it. You showed it on that grill. You know, they're making fun of us. We'll all end up in the street that way. We'll be in prison. And that's where we'll be.
Yeah. Why? It wasn't just Schumer this weekend. Clinton put images of raw hamburger out, them eating raw hamburgers. What is the psyop there?
Well, the psyop there is to convince you somehow meat is bad and eggs are bad. We need eggs and we need cows and there's no such thing as bird flu or cow flu and we've got to stop this.
And by the way, they're now saying they're going to PCR test all the cows and chickens.
No, they're not.
With a fake test, they said a guy died in Mexico 2 weeks ago. The government said, no, he didn't die of bird flu. It was a lie.
Well, and so the good news is we see that now. That's what they did to us, the humans. A Q-tip up your nose has nothing to do with polymerase chain reaction or PCR. It's rape. A sequence of polymerase, polymer, stick all these codons, nucleic acids together. That is not a virus. A human being is not its DNA. A human being is the expression of its DNA.
By the way, there's Hochul with another raw burger. I mean, these people are insane.
Yeah, they're absolutely insane. And so they know, they think that we can show you all raw burgers and we're going to somehow stop eating our grass-fed, grass-finished beef and our eggs that never went anywhere near a grocery store. You don't walk in a grocery store with a pharmacy in it. They already told you they poison everything. When they spray your fruits and vegetables, they're spraying it with a peel. And they said it was grass-approved, generally regarded as safe. It was not. It's a crime.
Appeal is Bill Gates' company.
Yeah, and we're going after the FDA because it's a crime.
Explain that, what they're doing to the food.
Because appeal was never, And it was on the high wire a few months ago, and they showed you in Jeffrey Jackson's report, they said, ah, here's a peel. It passed GRAS, which is G-R-A-S, the 2004 Botanical Drug Guidance Act. You won't get it by me, because I did this for a living since June 10th, 1980, and we know God wins and plans win. Oh, generally regarded as safe? No, it wasn't. A peel is criminal fraud. FDA, we're coming after you. I will not stop. The FDA does not make the law in the United States of America. And these administrations need to go. Congress shall make no law denying our sovereignty. And it's about time every single person in that FDA was removed and criminally charged, along with Burks, along with Redfield, along with everybody. It's not similar to HIV, Burks. It is HIV. There's no such thing as Lyme disease. It is and always was HIV with a little G protein, a little sense of taste and smell. Anybody?
Well, explain why they, well, what is HIV? Why are they obsessed with that?
Well, because it's the first gain of function, and they used it to kill the gays, IV drug users, and prostitutes. And they got away with that because we, the people, didn't stand up and defend every human being. Yeah, we the people pretended somehow their behavior was somehow different than all of us. Yeah, we're all a train wreck, just to speak God and Pastor Rob. Yeah, and so then they figured, okay, we did HIV. We followed it with H1N1, H5N1. Oh, yeah, the bird flu was 2012.
By the way, they admit that so-called COVID is partially HIV with a spike protein. That's why the first vaccines in Australia got banned, because they were causing HIV false positives. So
they're not false positives. They're real positives.
I understand. They were calling it that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's not false positive. And by the way, you put the snake venom peptide.
So they're literally injecting people with HIV.
Correct. And they always were, by way of the hepatitis B vaccine that never was.
Well, even in JFK, the famous movie that Oliver Stone put out that was all based on government documents, and it was true. It's not just the movie. The CIA base in New Orleans was obsessed with cancer viruses and injecting people with it.
Absolutely.
That's in the movie.
Absolutely.
So Oliver Stone's smarter than he acts like.
Mm-hmm. And the movies are brilliant.
It is a movie. Yeah, when did JFK come out, folks? We ought to review that movie, because, I mean, it's like dead on.
Right.
With Fletcher Prouty, who I interviewed and, you know, talked to.
Yeah.
I mean, but you watch that movie now, it's really scary. It's like, so.
You're on it. Yeah, and so that's why these movies are so critically important, and these books, and, you know, and playing audios of the books. Don't forget. Don't ever forget.
We'll air audio of your book here. We share Bobby Kennedy's book here. Let me ask you that before we go to break. I'm not here to say Trump's perfect. He's got big problems, but I did study it like you did. They already had an ancient 20-year program they presented when he wanted to turn stuff loose and open it up, and manipulated him to getting behind it. I'm not trying to say he's perfect, but I don't think Trump's the guy behind it.
Oh, he absolutely is not, and Peter Navarro knew this, and that's why he's in jail right now, and so did Roger Stone. It was the criminals. It always was Fauci, Burks, Redfield, Lipkin.
And he's the president. He just turns to the CDC, and they go, well, sir, we can't really do this. It's not proven, knowing he'd say do it, and then they set him up.
Yep, they set him up, and he said hydroxychloroquine. Watch John.
Well, he was for everything. He was like everything. He was like...
Yeah. Watch John Davidson's movie, Epidemic of Fraud. John Davidson, Epidemic of Fraud.
All right, Judy Mikovits, I'm going to try to shut up. You move so fast. Remember, we're not all a top award-winning. I study this all day, and I can barely follow you. I'm not being mean.
I know.
I understand like half of it, so the audience probably understands half. Some of them may understand it all. Good for them. They're smarter than me.
Right.
I know what you're saying is accurate. You're moving so quick. Let's come back and talk about Trump and what Burks did and what Redfield did, who's for a year now running scared, and where you think that's going. But people need to address this. Now, I'm mad at Trump now that he won't admit he was wrong. But I know folks that were there when they came to him and said, we can turn the economy back on, but you've got to do this. And they manipulated him. It's not about defending Trump, but he's not the guy with the pedigree.
Correct.
He's not the guy with the history.
Correct.
People need to follow you. Where's the best places?
TheRealDrJudy.com. TheRealDrJudy.com is the best place to follow me on Twitter. We do a book club, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Judy A. Mikovits, I believe. But we're on Trump, and we're on Twitter. We're on all of it. We're playing our book clubs Wednesday night. TheRealDrJudy.com. You'll find all of it.
cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Next Level Foundational Energy is an amazing product at drjonesnaturals.com. Now that's drjonesnaturals.com. And let me tell you a little bit about what makes this product so different from so many other nootropics and energy supplements on the market. Next Level Foundational Energy is not designed to be a stimulant. Many other stimulants, whether it's Adderall or energy drinks or caffeine in abundance, are designed to sort of trick your body and your mind into thinking that you actually have energy when you really don't. And then when those chemicals wear off, you feel that amazingly terrible crash. But with Next Level Foundational Energy, this isn't designed just to make you feel more energetic. It's designed to make you actually have more energy. Flushes out the cells, allows the powerhouse of our cells, the mitochondria, to function at optimal performance, and gives you that sustained energy throughout the day that'll light you up like a Christmas tree. So check out drjonesnaturals.com today and get Next Level Foundational Energy. Not only are you going to love the benefits that this product gives you in terms of increased energy throughout the day and your ability to be effective in your day-to-day life, but you are also doing things like supporting Alex Jones, who have been under attack by the globalists, by the New World Order, who want to censor anyone who dares to exercise their freedom of speech and ensure that the truth is silenced worldwide. So keep InfoWars on the air. Support Alex and his family by visiting Dr. Jones Naturals. That's drjonesnaturals.com and getting Next Level Foundational Energy now.
Leading expert here. She's kind of way above our pay grade, but we're trying to understand.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Judy Mikovits, you are totally and completely vindicated with what you were saying before the pandemic, and your book was delayed but came out right when it started in 2020, and now we're here. So I'm begging you to dumb it down for us, because I know my audience is really smart. I'm pretty smart, and a lot of it is above my pay grade, as I said. But bottom line, we should be celebrating that the lies are coming out, but they're trying a new pandemic. What should we be doing right now to get ready and stop this?
Well, really, the simplest thing we can do is never again get another pill or shot. Never again get another shot or pill from any doctor, from any pharmacist, from anybody, unless you know exactly what's in it and you ask them exactly what.
Although they admit 90% is made in China. Most of it's contaminated.
Correct. And see, people, your doctor doesn't know what's in them, and it's not his fault. Your pharmacist hasn't a clue, and it is their fault. And see, the point of everything that's gone on is they've been incentivized to just sell something, and now they're actually criminally liable for not knowing. So they get what the term I always use is captured. So they're captured because now
it was a plan to corrupt them.
Correct. And so they get them financially in a situation like you and I are in right now, where we literally had to choose this day who we were going to serve God, and we lost everything, and we continue to lose, but God continues to provide because of gifts like you and Mickey and Dell.
Speak to that, because you lost more than I did or more than Trump, but they've really hurt me and my family. But God takes everything away and then goes, I'm in charge, and every day just gives you another runway.
Right. And as long as we forgive ourselves and each other, which is what I said in Plandemic, you know, the May 4th, 26-minute video was simply a promotional video for our book, Plague of Corruption, which published April 14th, 2020. But what nobody realized is that's the other book. That's how we win. But the book, Plague of Corruption, I started writing it the day I met Brian Hooker and saw the notebook page of criminal William Thompson, so-called whistleblower, at the CDC. And the notebook page said, what are we going to do about the problem with the blacks? And I went, uh-oh. And then Brian Hooker, I mean, we had a nice conversation. It was August 29th, 2031.
But explain what that means.
So the problem with the blacks was the MMR given before the age of three, given before to black boys before the age of three, gave 2 to 4-fold higher risk of developing cancers ultimately and autism and neurodegenerative disease. So
that's what I heard growing up around scientists. They said it's race specific.
It was race, and what Andy Wakefield did was simply show the nonspecific inflammation. Well, the last chapter of this book on page 201 is maybe there's one last story I should tell you. And this is after I was trying to explain to Bobby Kennedy, who didn't appreciate in October of 2019. Remember, this is after President Trump was tricked, deceived by Fauci and company into serving the universal flu vaccine, into signing the universal flu vaccine into legislation. 2019. Then they had all they needed, which was to hit the detonate switch and kill everybody. They
So you're saying it's binary. They load them first and they give them something else.
Correct. And now you hit
Explain that.
Well, they loaded them with monkey, mouse, cow, aborted fetal in every polio shot since 2004 had SARS-CoV-2 in it, and they modified it to include HIV because the simian immune deficiency virus, which is in every shot, that Vero monkey kidney cell line is.
By the way, I just want to be clear. I don't say this to act like I'm in an in-group or something. It's actually embarrassing. But I had family that was involved in intelligence groups, and they were against it in the mid-'80s and bitching about the government. It wasn't like they were part of it. They were pissed. I'm not part of this stuff. They certainly got out of it. I heard all this when I was like 9 years old.
Correct.
Around the dinner table.
And I did
So the point is, this is well-known.
Correct. And it's well-known.
I remember hearing like, what's God going to do to us, what they just did to the blacks, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And that was the page from William Thompson's notebook. I saw it.
But you see, you move so. Explain what that was.
Okay, so William Thompson.
You got to come in for like 3 hours sometime. My problem is you're dropping bombshell, 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 bombshell. We're not going through each one.
I know. So William Thompson, so-called CDC whistleblower, Brian Hooker, head of now Children's Health Defense, chief scientific officer, Brian Hooker, whose son was badly injured, that's the movie Vaxxed. So watch the movie Vaxxed, which came out in 2014. So I saw in 14, before the movie came out, I was kidnapped and held in jail for, I was a felony fugitive from Fauci. That's our first book, Plague. It tells you the story.
Just like they're going to put Trump in jail.
Yeah, just like they're going to put you in jail. And then they hold you silent. I filed all the RICO lawsuits. I filed civil rights lawsuits, aided by Michael R. Hugo, who wrote the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program with Barbara Lowe Fisher in 1984. So he saw it. And that's chapter 4 of our book, Plague of Corruption. And
so bottom line, we've caught them in the middle of a depopulation operation.
Correct. And we stopped them.
So as bad as it is for white people, most of the stuff's even worse for black folks.
Correct. And Native
Americans. And in general, is that because their cells have more receptor sites?
It's because we're more, I say we because I'm Cherokee. And in fact, our vitamin D sensors act like resistors because we get sunlight and we store vitamin D, A, D, K, and E, we store it in our fat. From from pollen, from bees,
Sure, so why is it worse for dark-skinned
people? Because we, our vitamin D receptors, think antennae, they act like resistors, where one molecule of sunlight acts like 0.001. And a person from Sweden, they get very little light, so they amplify it, so one molecule of vitamin T looks like 1,000. So vitamin D is both a hormone and a vitamin, and so at very low levels is all you need in order to provide 300 and counting immune reactions.
So what should say, Sub-Saharan African, how much sun should they get versus how much vitamin D?
Well, they get everything from the vitamin D. So when a black person or a Cherokee back three generations, I know I'm blonde and blue-eyed, but I'm a Cherokee, so I will not burn in the sun, and I store the energy. You store it to use in the winter when there is no light. So if a black person drinks vitamin D or takes supplements, they will shut down their immune system. So even the responses hurt the black people. The white people don't have superior immunity. The black people that live in the sun do. Melanin, it makes your skin brown, so you reflect the sun so that everything is transmitted to the nucleus, the DNA of the cell, as one. Whether you're black, white, you live wherever. The environment controls the expression of your genes. And so you grow up according to your environment. So when you put Somalians in Minnesota and inject them with MMR, you will drive them to disease because they can't respond.
Which the globalists, I notice, why do they always send, whether it's Europe or the U.S., they send the African refugees to the coldest spot.
Correct.
To kill him.
To kill him.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it all, can't you?
Yeah, I can. It's sad living in my world.
God, what do we do?
Yeah, we're doing it. Trust God.
So we're going to ship Africans, and I'm not saying do this because they control them politically, but they should be shipped to like Texas or something, not to North Pole.
No, all we do is stop feeding them vitamin D, stop all injections, get our bee population up, get bee pollen where we all get A, D, and K, and E, and all the natural.
So who should be taking vitamin D?
No, bee pollen, not taking a pill. No. Who should be?
So bees are storing it in the pollen.
Correct. So we need to restore our bee population. Remember they tried to kill them? They're still working on destroying our food. So what we need to do is go back to farming. Soil, air, land, and water, all God. Carbon, nitrogen, oxygen. That's human beings. Carbon, nitrogen.
No, I agree. So it's true. So let's get back to Trump. Because I'm not here to defend Trump. No. But if he's not guilty... I remember he was saying every therapeutic, they were fighting him, and they come to him and say, oh, we've got a miracle shot. Trump believes in that. He gets, you knew it was already a project they had ready. Trump was a part of it. It's not about defending him, but you're walking through this. He needs to come out against it. That's why I'm mad at him, but clearly he was set up.
And clearly that's, again, the date.
Explain it. Take your time.
The date is September 2019. He signs the universal flu vaccine. He was deceived into thinking that would help everyone. 2019 September.
Just like Reagan.
Correct. Just like Reagan in 1984.
Because they're not doctors. They're not scientists.
No. And they depend on their advisors. And again, what Fauci and, you know, was right there next to Reagan. And so was pharma. See, these shills never retired. You know, they gave themselves, through Trump, no retirement age for the senior executive service. They are above the law. They declared...
That's why Fauci has 15 federal agents protecting him at all times.
Correct. And he would have been retired by law in 2009, before our 2009 science paper came out, which showed you everything. That was the we just created a nightmare, a disease able to affect the economy of nations. And why do I say that? Because the people don't die and they can't work and they can't function and their brains don't work and they can't move,
which is the perfect weapon. That's why in Vietnam they gave them the 223, because it would wound people. They found that was better to weigh down the enemy.
Correct.
Wow.
And so now they're killing all the people who would not die and are costing our economy. We can't afford.
Which then trains the medical system to be a eugenics system, just like Canada.
Correct. So that's why they killed, you know, that's why they killed the Down syndrome. That's why 2020, December 1st, Children's Health Defense, look at it. It said, oh, we're going to go ahead and we're going to give the mentally disabled and the medical professionals the shots first. Why? Because I'm loaded with Ebola and every shot. I worked there for 40 years. I developed the cell lines and those little personal Ebola outbreaks aren't a lot of fun with me, but I know how to heal it. And that's what I'm doing for everybody I can. But the goal is to kill us, and they could have killed me 3 or 4 times. It's like, oh man, they got me again. And I have to stay home for a few days and I have to remember, get out of fear and do it. Saline infusions, hydroxychloroquine, and prayer. The book is called Called for Life by Kent and Amber Brandt. And you'll see it all. You know, in order to cover this up, Obama and Fauci released Ebola and killed 21,000 Liberians in 2014. Right.
And Tedros was involved exterminating his own people.
Right.
What, a million, right?
Right when I met Brian Hooker. See, the days don't change and my memory never will.
Talk about Tedros. He's a mass murderer.
They all are.
They're a death cult.
Yes. They're the FDA extended. It's called the WHO. That's why I've got this pin on, because it's like, no, you don't own us. You are not the World Health Organization, because Suriman and ivermectin were both 100-year-old and 50-year-old respectively. Both. both on the WHO essential medicine list as pills, and they kept them from the kids with autism. 2015, Bob Navio does a double-blind placebo-controlled study of using serum incorrectly. And I've got the newspaper article from San Diego, California, July 8th of 2015. These kids got their life back, and Bayer Monsanto took the drug, stopped the trial, and took it from anybody. When we did a clinical trial in cancer research, when those results looked that good, we unblinded it and we gave it to everybody. They stopped it. They marched toward COVID-19, and their goal was to kill these kids with autism because they, and Down syndrome, which is also vaccine injury. So I'll never
give up. So if you were Trump, what would you do right now?
If I were Trump, I would come out and show exactly when he was forced to sign that universal flu vaccine in September of 19, because that was before I showed my talk at the Truth About Cancer that Bobby Kennedy was there and heard it in Anaheim, California, October 12th, 2019. And the talk, Truth About Cancer, Ty and Charlene Bolliger, was called Persecution and Cover-Up. And you saw the complicit media, you saw the criminal behavior of the Journal Science, of the journals, Elsevier, Nature, the UK, and the US collusion. You saw how the reviewers of our 2009 science paper, who got that science paper in May, and who covered up who the victims were, and pretended like it was just a new virus for prostate cancer so we could create new drugs. So you see, I would ask Trump simply to tell me all the people, and I'll show him all the data, because the last chapter, A Plague of Corruption, because Bobby said to me in the fall, in September of 2019, he said, Judy, I'm saying, Bobby, you better hurry and finish the forward because they're going to kill me sooner or later. And he said, Judy, there's something missing. And I said, I know you're busy, Bobby. Just read the last chapter. And the last chapter was after I figured it all out, after September of 2019. And I called Kent Heckenlively. And I said, Kent, maybe there's one more story I will tell you. And that's what Mickey Willis taught me. What is the dead man's trigger? What is the shot that will blow up all the world and destroy them? Page 201 of Plague of Corruption, the dead man's trigger is we saved absolutely every cell line, every cure, everything that the taxpayers paid for.
Well, that's the thing. Imagine if medicine was used in power instead of killing.
I'm giving it to you. I've got it.
No, I know. So let's continue.
Yeah.
I had Dr. Peter McCullough on, who's a cardiologist, been fighting hard. Mm-hmm. But I remember when he was talking about this, you were talking about similar things years ago. So I'm glad he's put out a study. It's good. It's getting attention, but you can expand on it. mRNA vaccine off switch discovered. Talk about what's in this paper.
So he's talking about small inhibitory RNAs. And in fact, we've known these since the 1980s and 90s. And in fact, we spoke at the American Association of Cancer Research in Boston in 2015. And we, as the company I collaborated with, OmniTura Genius, and we showed them the siRNA, the off switches and the modulation switches for every single on switch they injected. So yes, Peter McCullough, yes, but I can sometimes get frustrated because we did this three decades ago and they kept it from you.
But the good news is I'm not a rocket scientist, but if the globalists are going to hit society with a sloughing spike protein and all this other garbage, they're going to have an escape hatch. And I remember when I read this, she talked about this a couple of years ago. I know you talked about it before that, but you told me about it. There are known things to counter this.
Absolutely. And it was all spoken for all the turbo cancer. The meeting, and I, as soon as I get home, I will pull all of the work in our
Come back on next week.
I will.
Because this is important. People want to know how to mitigate. I know you've talked about different botanicals that people take to mitigate through that, through the blood even more. And I had to push you hard. Tell people about the great product you've worked with folks to come out with that at a gut level helps mitigate this.
Yeah, at the level, Cardio Miracle, and I call it living mineral water. Because it's a powder of dozens of botanicals used in non-obvious ways. It was a download from God to John Hewlett in 2007, is what I like to say. And you'll see a lot of detail on this at our website. But in August 15th of 2022, they published what I call an AI paper, where they did the big data and showed the pathways that that product, when you drink it in humans, the pathways that it protects, and they're the three key pathways of all things COVID. You will rebuild your vasculature. It's not an NO booster, not a nitric oxide booster. It rebuilds via ENOS, which is the third nitric oxide synthetase. It makes the nitric oxide that rebuilds your blood vessel. It calms TGF-beta, which is the on-off switch of your hematopoietic, your blood, red blood stem cell. When your red blood stem cell is on fire and you're being deprived of oxygen, your white blood cells are going to respond, and it's your X chromosome and your mitochondria, inherited by mother, that respond to those, send fire trucks to the fire, is the way I like to say it. So we know exactly how our God-given messenger RNA and small inhibitory mRNAs, we've got them. mRNA 155 is a real...
That's great. People should get CardioMiracle. Do you still like the nitric boost that has...
On top of it, absolutely. So instead of nitroglycerin, if you're going to have a heart attack...
The old days take nitroglycerin.
No. So what you do, that's your nitric oxide boost. But CardioMiracle's on the bottom. And then when you keep your... NO boost on the shelf. I mean, I've woken up my we you
but explain, doctor, I'm not a scientist like Thompson. Explain this to people. Like, we're not scientists, okay?
If you have the foundation of CardioMiracle, which is not a nitric oxide booster, it's an ENOS. It'll repair your vasculature. The inflammatory nitric oxide synthetase is called iNOS. That's number two. Number one is your brain. And CardioMiracle doesn't touch your brain nitric oxide synthetase, which is really good. But it protects at the level of vitamin D. You make more vitamin D.
Okay, but we've all seen the old Westerns and read old books about history where people with heart attacks took nitric glycerin, which is explosive. How is that a nitric boost? Explain.
Well, because nitric boost makes you boost your NO right at the source. Now, if you do that without CardioMiracle on board, then you will create what's called peroxynitrite, so you can actually flame yourself out, which can be dangerous. But if you understand from that 2022 paper, if you understand this chemistry, and
well, you're a doctor, so I'm not saying it. I don't have problems in the bedroom department, but particularly aggressive, sexual stimulation just on the nitric boost. What is it doing?
Well, it's like Cialis and the Viagra. And right now they're giving them to women and it's deadly. They can cause a heart attack. But on a foundation of CardioMiracle, it can't, because nitric oxide will strengthen the vasculature and constrict the blood vessels if you're in fight or flight. So that you can move and chase.
Well, I got to talk to you about CardioMiracle, because I know we need to offer this to people. This is important.
Yeah, so it's very important that we have the living water on board. We're working to try and change the because what the FDA will allow you to say, their label claims, and I usually say no. The FDA has absolutely no authority over your supplements or CardioMiracle.
They have no regulatory power. They claim it, but
they
exactly
have none.
All the drugs are copies and twisted forms of what's in plants.
Correct. So Cialis can kill you with nitric oxide because it doesn't break down. Remember the commercial? If you have a erection of 4 hours, call your doctor, and everybody laughed. No, that's the definition of rigor mortis. You're dead. You're dead. And they're giving Cialis to women right now without telling them, and they're literally solidifying their vasculature and causing the disease. And it's against all of FDA, and this is what's important. Understanding your...
And that's how plants are powerful, just like they copy them for drugs, folks.
Correct.
Plants are great. Take the wrong one, you're dead. I mean, this is
correct.
We're not promoting mumbo-jumbo. It's big... Godzilla stuff. You got to be careful.
And you have to think about what you're doing, and that's why it's very important.
Yeah, yeah. We're not up here just promoting BS. No. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Mikovits is our guest for five more minutes. The great Gerald Celente is going to be taking over. I'll introduce him here in a moment. Other key points about the epic time, Dr. Judy, we're in right now.
I think the most important thing is really that God in love wins. And you say it, and we say it all the time with Mickey Waddell, is if we can communicate with each other and resensitize our cells, not in a bad way. Our cells are plasticized. So in our immune system, in our life, in everything we want to do, we want to just get back to nature the way God did it, in our farming, in our air, in our soil. So we need those great environmental lawyers, and we need to humble ourselves. That's what I'd ask Trump to do. Humble himself and just say, you know what?
He needs to get ahead of this because they're going to blame him.
Yeah, well, they are already, and then they hurt Bobby Kennedy as well, who also, you know, knows this, and both of those men have suffered beyond what I could ever imagine, you know, even as much as, you know, I've suffered. And I know their hearts, and I know they're trying, and I know that we've all made mistakes. We're all a train wreck, as my pastor Rob McCoy says. But if we just humble ourselves, we forgive each other, and we sit in a room like this, and we talk, even if sometimes it's angry or frustrated, as I often do, I'm trying to learn to calm it down. So that's how we heal.
But it's got to scare the globalists. It's fair to say they're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. But see, if they all, I like to use Pastor Rob again, Rob McCoy's, extend the runway. Give them time to land on the right side of history. You know, as we have a whole group in Florida with Dr. Ben Marble, Dr. Jim Sorv, it's called Docs on the Right Side of History. So yeah, we were all tricked. I was tricked before too. I've done this for 40 years. And when I came in, I believed some of the narrative in HIV. And that's when Mickey Willis sat down and he said, my brother died of AZT. And I didn't miss a beat before I said, don't you mean AIDS? And I realized, oh my God, that was my own work in 1991. And I just looked up at him and said, he was antibody positive. That meant he was immune. So we have to know our words, and we have to be careful.
And that's why Magic Johnson never died.
Correct. Correct. He had the antibody, and my PhD thesis was a week after that, and I simply showed the entire government. They asked me. They said, will he or will he not die of AIDS? And I looked at him kind of dumbfounded and thought, no, he'll never get it. All he has to do is never inject again. And if we never inject
And explain again, that. What happens when they inject again?
Because he activates the expression of the latent HIV, which your immune system took care of.
And that's those disorders in chickens where they give them shots over and over again?
Right. So
what's that disease called?
Marek's,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you see, when we look at all the animal diseases, they have their own viromes and microbiomes, and they all talk to each other. They all communicate with each other. So if we can simply retrain our bodies to communicate, which is very easy, we just have to suffer a little bit and let that, you know, detox these things. You don't detox before you nutrify. And the key mineral living water is all the minerals. Look at CardioMiracle. There is no protein in it. There is nothing but minerals from plants, according to God, with the metals held in a shape. It's beautiful. It's all.
That's what my dad always said. He's also a chemist. He said, minerals are not the same. If it comes in a plant form, it has ring structures and other combinations that the body takes in.
And it's attached to carbon in nature. So that's why they want.
That's what you meant, like attached to carbon.
Correct. So. That's why they want
to. So you don't take it in if you don't have that.
And exactly. And your plants won't make it, and your animals won't make it, and your soil won't make it. And then they got you.
Sounds like an alien takeover to me.
Well, but they can't. Because they still can't attach their synthetics to the minerals, so they die too. I guarantee you they're drinking CardioMiracle.
Dr. Judy, thank you so much. TheDrJudy.com, TheRealDrJudy.com, TheRealDrJudy.com. Follow her on X right there. Dr. Judy, thank you so much. Come back and see us again soon.
I will, Alex.
Love you. Appreciate you.
Love you too.
All right, we got a 1 minute break. I'll come back and introduce the great Gerald Celente. Then, in 56 minutes from now, Owen Schroyer from the War Room. InfoWars is still alive and kicking. I'll give an update and hand the baton to Gerald Celente. Back in 60 seconds. And I'm starting people with bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got President Trump saying we've got to stop World War III and the globalists are crazy. We've got Elon Musk saying stop the human depopulation death cult. We've got huge developments happening everywhere. Humanity wants freedom. Humanity is awake, and that's so exciting. I announced this in the first hour. We're getting flooded with emails, calls. What's happening to InfoWars? You've seen the headlines. It was all confirmed in court last Friday. The CRO court appointed tried to hijack the company 2 weeks ago, tried to shut me down, tried to do it Friday. The judge fired him and said, I'm done. I'm kicking this out of federal court. The plaintiffs, the Democrats, only uses to shut down Alex Jones. My court is not here to shut down Alex Jones. I'm giving it back to the states. You just have a fight. So now that fight starts up, and they think they can shut us down in a month or two. I think we'll last a lot longer than that. Regardless, they can't stop me from speaking out. But they are desperate to shut us up now. So I want to thank you all for your support, your prayers, everything. This is so epic, the moment we are in. But mainstream news, take his social media, take him off air. I told you 2 weeks ago that was the plan. Oh, Jones is making it up, being a drama queen. Nobody wants to take him off air. No, of course they do, and now it's all admitted. So I want to thank the viewers and listeners that stood with us through these crises, that stood with us when we told the truth, and that have supported us. And now InfoWars has got months and months that were shut down bare minimum. It's critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com with the big summer kickoff sale up to 40% off on great things like Nitric Boost and Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 taken out of the tongue. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. These are great products, and it takes money to fight these tyrants. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and then support our big sponsor, my dad's company, drjonesnaturals.com, with the next level foundational energy. All the nano silver products like Super Blue and Immune Gargle and topical wound gel and the Sleep Aid, Rocket Rest, and this amazing nootropic brain booster, Top Brain, and Kaba Chill. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. We're still in the fight. People say, well, why are you still there? Because we're fighting back. It's a war. And you've got to realize you're in a war, and every inch matters. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you to the crew. Everything we've been through, the highest quality colloidal silver that's private labeled by us, the same stuff sold at Whole Foods for $30. We usually sell it for $20. It's 57% off right now, $12. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, drjonesnaturals.com. All right, the top trends forecaster, best-selling world author, Gerald Celente takes over now.
Thank you so much, Alex. You know, I have to tell you, I'm heartbroken what's going on, what they're doing in InfoWars. And, you know, whether or not, you know, Alex said this about Sandy Hook or not, you know, he just said something. Okay, so he said it, and it was opposite from what they were saying. So you shut the guy down for that? I mean, what's the big, oh, yeah, well, yeah, they hurt people that, you know, who suffered, but how about a thing called freedom of speech? Freedom of speech. Okay. You want to lock down InfoWars? How about this, all you little clown boys and clown girls? How about taking that little SOB with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball and a pecker about the size of his pen, little Georgie Bush, a little daddy's boy, born on third base like the rest of these arrogant little boys, and thought he had a home run. How about all of you courts out there and you judges, how about taking him to jail for lying us into the Iraq war? How about that? How about taking him to jail for stealing trillions of our dollars to kill what? A couple of 100,000, maybe a million people in Iraq? In a war that was an outright lie. Oh, don't believe me. How about believing Phil Giraldi? Phil Giraldi? Who is that? Phil Giraldi. Oh, he's on Judging Freedom with Judge Andrew Napolitano every week. Former top CIA guy. Top CIA guy. Who goes into little Georgie Bush's office and shows him the facts. There are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Little pecker boy. Little arrogant, stupid freak that 90% of the American people swallowed his crap to take us to the Afghan war. That little Georgie Bush tells Giraldi, he's a top CIA guy, to leave the office. Giraldi quit. Hey, how about Scott Ritter? Oh, the top UN weapons inspector, who they hate now. Yeah, he took his passport away when he tried to go to the Economic Forum in St. Petersburg a couple of weeks ago. Oh, yeah, little B.S. Biden made fun of him when Scott Ritter. And this guy's a real man, a real fighter, you know, formerly in the military. He's seen being on the other side, been all over the world. He's there no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They made fun of him. Fact after fact after fact that they fact over us, lying us into a war to slaughter innocent people, destroy the country, How come little pecker boy Georgie Bush, where are all you judges? Where are all you district attorneys? What are you, out of your district? No, you're a bunch of little boys and girls. You're little slimy bureaucrats. Bring George Bush up on trial. Oh, no, we're going to shut down InfoWars. InfoWars doesn't swallow our crap. If you don't swallow our crap, we'll crap all over you. That's the American way. You know, one of my books, it's called What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy. As Alex said, you know, best-selling books, you know, Trends 2000, first book I worked on, Natural Healing, Trend Tracking, Far Better Than Megatrends. They did a movie on this book, What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy. Zizzy is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. And you can get it on YouTube. It's Zizzy and Honey Boy, Z-I-Z-I. Doris Roberts, the woman who played the mother on Everyone Loves Raymond, played my Aunt Zizzy. Doris Roberts died 15 minutes into the movie. So you get 15 minutes of it, but you could get the trailer. Zizzy and Honey Boy. I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show. Good Morning America all the time. Oprah a couple of times. All the time, my top trends of the year. I'm on everybody, NPR, everybody, BBC, all over the world. You watch the clip of the movie. I said, when little Georgie Bush took us into the Afghan war, USA Today, when it was a big newspaper, it was great back then, back in the day, used to run my top trends. 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says. Yep. It warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe. Afghan war starts. They said, well, you know, you forecast all this happening. What do you see happening here? I said, there's no way America's going to win this war. If Alexander the Great couldn't beat them, if the British, at the height of the British Empire, into the Valley of Death, rode the 600, couldn't beat them. If the Russians, which are right next door, couldn't beat them, what makes you think America's going to defeat them? We haven't won a war since World War II. Boop! Finito. Gone. Blacklisted. No more. We don't want Salenti on. He's not a little war whore like we are. We're little ballers to the boys, little Lindsey Grahams. Oh, I'm a tough cotton. Oh, yeah, cotton. Yeah, you don't care rub your cotton with. All these little warmongering freaks, no peace allowed. Going back to InfoWars. How about all these wars that they get us into, that they lie us into? Why aren't the politicians in violation of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, taking us to wars in foreign entanglements we have no right being, and lying to us? Oh no, but we're gonna close down InfoWars because look what Alex Jones said about Sandy Hook. All right, again, disagree, not the issue. How about freedom of speech? Not mentioned. And never mention the war criminals that are running this country. Oh, and little B.S. Biden, one of them war criminals. Not a war that losing it in love. Not a war that losing it in love. 5 draft deferments, a couple of years older than me, Vietnam War era. But boy, does he love war. So you cover your Trends Journal. Really says it. It's the USSA. The United Soviet States of America. Freedom, FU. Political parasites in charge. All right? Freedom? Who the hell are you to talk about freedom? You have no freedom! You're in America. A-M-E-R-I-K-A. Don't forget, every time you touch something, make sure you sanitize your hands. Put all that stuff in there that's really going to screw your body up. Yeah, and don't forget when you masturbate, don't forget to sanitize your hands. And no sex. No sex with COVID. Hey, remember all those little bureaucrats, those little clown freaks that were telling us what to do? No freedom if you don't swallow the crap that we shove down your throat. You believe in InfoWars. And you believe in misinformation. Hey, how about when you used to go into play, they put these things on the bottom of doors so you could open the door with your foot rather than touch it so you wouldn't get COVID. All made up crap. All made up crap. Not a scintilla of scientific evidence. Total BS. Total BS. Well, we're going to close down InfoWars because they're saying things that are the truth that we don't like. All right. Alex said something that he says isn't true, made a mistake. Who doesn't make mistakes in their lives? I'm not the same guy I was when I was a younger guy. I mean, you learn through life. But once upon a time, America was a place of freedom. You weren't punished for speaking out. But now you are. This country's gone down terribly. Oh, remember, I see still people walking around with masks on outside. The data, your chances of getting COVID outside were like 1 in 10,000. Or is that like touching something? You don't get it like that. But how dare you not, like, look at that guy, the little clown boy, girl, transgender, whatever the heck he is. Rachel Levin, or is it Richard Levin, that plays our health guy in the United States, appointed by Biden. The clown boy that used to be down in Pennsylvania. This guy, you look at him, Malone, telling me about health. And that goes back to, again, why you support InfoWars. Because they're giving you what they can give you, health and healing. Again, the first book I worked on, Natural Healing, back in the 80s when no one was talking about this. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences, the work I've done in complementary and integrative medicine. Never a peep from the prostitutes. The media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. Hey, how about building up your immune system as this COVID's going on? How about that? How about getting healthy? Nope. Not a peep. Goes back to InfoWars. Selling all of these products to support InfoWars and to support yourself. People ask me, what can I do? What can I do? You got to get in the best shape you can physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We are in the fight for our lives. We have evil, demonic people running and ruling most of the world. They're political parasites. They are only interested in themselves. I saw that clip on InfoWars, a little Chucky Schumer. And the fake thing they have there, he has a piece of cheese on a top of a raw hamburger and a bunch of hot dogs. And you look at this crap head. You look what a jerky looks like when you go to InfoWars and you see that picture. And these are the people telling us what to do. So InfoWars sells all these products that none of these clown boys and clown girls take. There he is. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this little jerk off over there in Long Island. Look at this little jerk who tells you what to do. Look at this little jerk. Look at the crap. Look at the crap. You know why he's crap? You know why he eats crap? Because he's a crap head. Capish? These are the freaks that are running the world. Hey, we're bringing Netanyahu in here. I said he was a bad boy, but that was all BS. Because I said he could come here, the murderer, the genocide cat. Yeah. Brought up on, again, write about it in the magazine. I'm totally against the war. Totally against it. Only write the facts. There were 39 weeks of judicial protests going on in Israel because of Netanyahu's Judicial Reform Act. He's being brought up on charges. And he did this thing. He's been brought up on charges since 2016 or something. And, Judicial Reform Act would have, you know, look at this guy. Look at Mudd on. Look at these people. Look at these people. Look at them. Mudd on to me. Anyway, when all else fails, they take you to war. When all else fails, they take you to war. And there's that other article up here on InfoWars. Trump raises alarm over World War III. No kidding. I'm a trend forecaster. Been at this for 44 years. Go back to your Trends Journal cover. February 22nd, 2022. 2 days before Russia invades Ukraine. You look at the cover. From COVID war to Ukraine war to world war. World War III has already begun. There's going to be a false flag event, something that's going to kick it off to make it, quote, official. Here it is. Here's your cover. Remember, that's February 22nd, 2022. Again, totally opposed to Russia's invasion. Totally understand why they invaded. Again, facts are all in your Trends Journal. Here it is. Washington driving the world to the final war. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. Written by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. Victoria Nuland boasted that we spent $5 billion in non-governmental NGOs in Ukraine to basically overthrow the country. So totally opposed to it. Totally understand why it happened. And we see where this is going. This is from Reuters. A nuclear war with the U.S. is more likely than ever. Russia warns. Oh, was it a couple of weeks ago? No. March 22nd, 2023. All right? A year after the Ukraine war began. This is serious. It's going to keep heating up. When all else fails, they take you to war. Biden's failing. Guy's out of his mind in front of everybody's eyes. They're going to take us to war. 90% of the people swallowed the crap spewing out of the mouth of peckerhead little Georgie Bush. Again, as I said, it's one big club and you ain't it, as George Carlin said. All daddy's boys. All daddy's boys. Mandy Cuomo. My daddy was Mario M. Cuomo. That's what we named the Tappan Zee Bridge after.
Hey, I'm Chris Cuomo. What do you think I'm on television for?
Yeah, one little clown after another. Take a trip around the world. Oh, chew dope up in Canada. How can you get a little more arrogant, little stupid piece of nothing crap like him? My daddy was Pierre. Yeah. It's a freak show, and the freaks are running the show. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus went out of business. You don't have to pay to see the step right up and see the freaks anymore. Yeah. Just tune in the mainstream media. You can see the clowns. So again, we're headed for rough times. Again, the markets are going to crash. They're up today. When we get back, we're going to talk more about it. But remember, support InfoWars. Do everything you can to keep the truth alive. They're doing everything they can for you. That's it, the American way.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
All right, folks. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show and InfoWars. And again, the crew works tirelessly to give you the best they can give you. So give them the best that could also help you by getting these wonderful products that they have. And you support InfoWars, you support it. So again, I'm heartbroken with what Alex is going through and the staff. I mean, all right, wrong about Sandy Hook, okay. But again, it's okay for these clowns to keep taking us to war after war after war after war. What's your favorite war? What's your favorite war? Oh, like, I like the Korean War. Well, the Vietnam War was much more lovely. The first Iraq War. Well, the second Iraq War was a lot better than that. Oh, the Afghan War, I forgot that. Oh, and how about that guy Gaddafi? You got to go. Oh, I'm the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama. A little boy of nothing, brought up by the Pritzkers. A little clown boy. A little clown boy from Illinois in a little clown government. All right, now he's a president. Folks, I lied my way in as a peace candidate. I'm nothing more than a piece of crap. Yeah. Won the Nobel Peace Crap Prize winner. Yeah. As soon as I got in, we had that Afghan troop surge. Oh, we remember that guy betrayed us? Oh, yeah. I love these little generals all with their little Boy Scout things on and all the little ribbons on them. Oh, yeah. Hey, betray us. Oh, you working for KKR now, huh? Oh, one of those private investment firms, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're going to have that troop surge. Total failure. Total failure. You have to believe them, though. Can't believe the people on InfoWars. If you do, you believe in misinformation. You have to swallow government crap. Yeah, there he is. Look at that. Look at this little, these guys, they're still in the Boy Scouts. They're still looking at all the ribbons. Oh, I got this ribbon for bending down and taking it up the you-know-what. Oh, yeah, I loved it. Look at them. Look at them! A warmongering, losing freak! Hey, but I'm making a lot of money now. Matter of fact, that's one of your articles in the Trends Journal coming up this week. Coming up tomorrow. About how all these little slimy politicians leave office. Leave the gang. And get these jobs. For selling us out to the corporations. That give them campaign contributions. Yeah, look at this guy. Look at this guy. You should have been on the front lines. You got your brains blown out. I think you did get your brains blown out, but probably at another time. Because all you ever do is your arrogant speech of crap. Loser! You're a loser! By their deeds you shall know them. Oh, talking about little Georgie Bush? Here it is. ABC, March 11th, 2002, 6 months after September 11th, Americans are expressing enormous support for the war on terrorism. Broad approval of George W. Bush's job and a swelling sense of patriotism. You ready? That leads most to say this crisis has changed the nation for the better. How stupid can you be? How stupid? Pretty stupid. Look at America. I said the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus went out of business. You don't have to pay to see the fat man anymore, the tattooed lady. They're out in the streets. And all you got to do is turn on the media and you listen to the clown tunes. Yeah. The clown tunes. Media. Rachel Maddow. Again, my quick Rachel Maddow story. I used to be on Tucker Carlson when he was on MSNBC. And I'm there one night doing Sea Caucus. Sea Caucus, by the way, there was abattoirs over there based on pig farms. And he used to slaughter pigs over there. Anyway, they had this studio there. And I'm waiting to go on the air, and I'm listening to this person on there. And Tucker Carlson says goodbye to her. And I said, who was that? I said, she was insufferable. So that's Rachel Maddow. They're grooming her. Yeah. That's what the people swallow. Don't. Don't you dare listen to anything coming out of InfoWars. Yeah. Swallow the crap. Yep. There you go. I was there. Never forget it. Anyway, going back to the little Georgie Bush. 82% approve of Bush's job performance. While that's 10 points below his peak in early October when he launched the war, 90%. Even more people, 88%, approve of Bush's handling of the war. Yep. Look at those little guy on the right over there. Little Billy Clinton. Slick Willie. Yeah, every time Slick Willie got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad. Did a great job with the Kosovo war. Hey, how about killing all those innocent people in Yugoslavia? Oh, we had to break up the joint. They didn't want to join, you know, the West after the Soviet Union broke up. Yeah, they didn't want to come our way. Yugoslavia was importing the top diesel engines in the railroads and diesel trucks, trains in the world. They were at the type. And then there's little Barack B.S. Obama. Not only Gaddafi has to go, we got to get that guy Assad out of there. Hey, how about the Yemen war that he gave us, huh? Hey, all those plantation workers of Slavelandia keep stealing our money to give to the military-industrial complex. Oh, yeah, that Obama. O-B-O-M-B-A. Obama. Oh, and who was Obama's undersecretary? Yeah, under his, between his what? Yeah. Oh, little B.S. Blinken. Oh. How dare you call me B.S. Blinken, Mom? Anthony Blinken. My daddy was the ambassador to Hungary. My uncle was the ambassador to Belgium. You're just a piece of crap. I went to Dalton. I went to Harvard. Oh, yeah. He went over there to Saudi Arabia when America launched this war, killed about 400,000 Yemenis, mostly children. Yep, there he is. There's the clown. That's the little clown. He was the undersecretary of state, but being under, he sucked his way up. And now he's the secretary of state. Yeah. Yeah. Giving the Saudis strategic support and intelligence to keep slaughtering the people in Yemen. And the United States refueling the jets as they're bombing the hell out of the Yemenis. Why those Yemenis? Houthis. Oh, yeah, the Houthis that Saudi Arabia tried to overthrow when a gang was formed in 1934, and they're bordering it. Oh, those Houthis that the Saudis kept trying to kill since the beginning, they formed the Saudi gang? Oh, yeah. Ah, but those are only facts, Salenti. So we have the Trends Journal. We don't want facts. We like the toilet paper record, the New York Times. And the Walsh, I can't say the word, SHI journal. Yeah, turned to crap. Hard to get any trend-worthy information. And we come out, we're going to talk about the economy. And this thing, the markets mean nothing. Zero, nada, zip, zip, zip. We are on a precipice for the very worst to come. And again, when all else fails, they take you to war. Don't forget that. And when I'll give you the facts about that. Oh, you've got the dot-com bust followed by the war on terror? World War II? No. Receded the, followed the Great Depression? Yeah. One after another. So we come back. You better prepare, prevail, and to prosper. And InfoWars is helping you do it with the products that they're selling you, and to keep your spirit high, your health well, and your well-being up. And we're giving it to you with facts and figures and trend forecasts that you won't get anywhere else in the world. And you go to jonestrends.com. It costs you a grand total of about $2.50 a week. And if you don't like it, you get your money back after 30 days. So you're not losing anything. You're gaining everything. We'll be right back. Stay tuned and support InfoWars, because they're supporting you.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show, and you got to do everything you can to keep letting freedom ring, because they're robbing it from us. And in doing so, you have to support InfoWars. And again, it's the cover of our Trends Journal, the United Soviet States of America, USSA. Freedom? F you. Political parasites in charge. So in supporting InfoWars, you get these great products. And it's, again, it's that 360 win. And they have this the summer sale they're kicking off now. And again, get these products. They're terrific. And it's arrived. It's, you save up to 40%. As you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you got the, again, there's no better time than now. And again, as I say, in order to fight, and I'm not talking about violently, I'm talking about peaceful fight, you have to build up your system. And you got to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And you look at these products. You got the Ultra 12. It's 40% off. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. And Survival Shield, because you need it to survive in this time. You get another 40% off Vaso Beat, Nitric Boost, Ultimate Fish Oil, Brain Force Ultra, and you got to get that Brain Force up there. All this stuff is 40% off. And again, there's never been a more crucial time to stand up and fight for our republic. And the censorship is in front of everybody's eyes. And again, you go to the site Zizzy and Honey Boy, and you'll see censored me, censoring Alex, censoring everybody. So you don't want to miss out on this biggest sale of the year yet. And you go to InfoWarsStore.com today. It's a 360 win. Again, you get these high-quality items. And you keep InfoWars on the air, because they're going to do everything they can. Take it off. Again, these are great, great products. And it's a great help. So, again, it's that, couldn't say it better, 360 win. You know, before I get into the... into the economy, you know, just a couple of things here. I mentioned about, I'm angry, yeah. There's that great quote by St. Thomas Aquinas, that he was not angry when it's morally justifiable to be angry is immoral. So I'm angry. And about how when all else fails, they take you to war. Again, I've read this and I'm going to keep doing it. This is from History Today, mainstream. Again, World War II follows the Great Depression. It wasn't so great for a lot of people, but hey. On July 26, 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt seizes all Japanese assets in the United States in retaliation for the Japanese, those dirty Japanese, occupying French Indochina. Wait a minute. French Indochina? Oh, the French Indochina. You forgot the French Foreign Legion? We go anywhere we want and steal and rape and pillage and plunder in Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos, stealing their tin and rubber. How dare those Japanese try to throw us out? Hey, I'm an American. What do I care about that? Why, what do you care about that? Well, because Japan followed up by occupying Cameron Naval Base, 800 miles from the Philippines, where Americans had troops. What the hell are we doing with troops in the Philippines? How about our founding fathers didn't want any of this stuff? Oh, no, we're a crime syndicate in charge now. Right? Seized all Japanese assets. Can't understand why they bought Pearl Harbor. Oh, it gets better. Huh. It goes on to say, President Franklin Roosevelt swung into action by freezing all Japanese assets, Britain, and the Dutch East Indies. Dutch East Indies? What the hell are the Dutch doing in Indonesia? Why, we're stealing every damn thing we want. Shut the hell up, Celente. You're a man of peace. We hate peace because we're pieces of crap. We're political parasites. Kavish. Oh, by the way, having a peace and freedom rally up here in Kingston, New York on September 28th at the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street. to get more information on Occupy Peace. We're just starting it. So far, Scott Ritter and Judge Napolitano will be two of the speakers. Going on. The result, Japan lost 3/4 of its overseas trade. Why not go 3/4 of its trade? And 88% of its imported oil. They only import 100%. Can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor. When all else fails, they take you to war. They're going to Israel. We warned the Middle East meltdown was one of our top trends in 2022. But 2022 or 2023, I'm not sure, but it's before Hamas attacked. And we said Israel's going to keep ramping up this war because the guy in power, when all else fails, they take you to war, Netanyahu. And they're ramping it up with Hezbollah. Terrorist Hezbollah. They call them a terrorist group because they threw Israel out of Lebanon. How dare they? I thought God gave them that land too. I think it's in chapter 6, section 8 of the good book. Anyway, when all else fails, they take you to war. I want to go on to the economy with a little bit of time left. Here we go. University of Michigan survey consumers showed that consumer sentiment declined to 65.6 in June, down from 69.1% in May. Wall Street estimated that it would be 71% positive. It's only the rich that are getting richer. All we are plantation workers of Slavelandia. It's robber barons 2.0. The equity markets have zero to do with what in the world is going on with the economy for the people. The reality of how bad it is going to hit Main Street after Wall Street crashes. And Wall Street is going to go down. It's being artificially propped up. The facts are all there. The numbers aren't great. The luxury sales, the Targets, one after another coming in below expectation on the retail end, and 70% of America's GDP is consumer-based, almost 70%. Only 11% of our GDP is manufacturing because the slime balls, including slime ball Biden, Slick Willie Clinton with NAFTA, one after another, bring China into the World Trade Organization, took our manufacturing jobs and brought them to slave labor companies so the corporations could make more dough. End of story. So now this thing is being artificially propped up. And what no one is talking about, only in your trends journal, and you go to jonestrends.com, we're the only ones talking about the office building bust and the banks going bust. No one else is talking about that. Your office occupancy rate in the United States is about 20%. Occupancy rate is about 50%. Vacancy rate is about 70%. One of the big bus lines just went bust. It was the big one over here that used to bring people in from New York, from Jersey to New York. Their ridership is 45% of what it was before the COVID war. 45%. Again, your office occupancy rate is 50%. All the businesses that depended on commuters, bye-bye. And now with all these vacant buildings, there's going to be huge defaults. Again, you go back to March of 2023, March up to April, May, and you saw Silicon Conman Valley go bust, bank go bust. You saw First Republic go bust, Signature Bank go bust, and it brought down the equity markets and gold prices spiked. That was three. Some numbers are now as much as 300 banks are facing a lot of damage because there's going to be huge defaults on these loans as people are not renewing their leases. They're subleasing. They're getting out of there because they don't need all the space. They'd rather have workers work at home than pay for all that money. They don't see them in the cubicles anyway. This is going to be big. No one is talking about banks go bust, one of our top trends in 2024. And along with a golden year for gold, gold's down a bit, but it's still, it's $2,317. We're still very bullish on Bitcoin. still selling, what, 66,000. And Max Kaiser, boy, he's the cat on top of that one. And again, gold, Bitcoin, silver. We don't give financial advice in the Trends Journal. We give you our trends analysis and trend forecast. The motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. Here's what's being reported. Here's our trends analysis. And here's our trend forecast. So again, support InfoWars. Support yourself. Get their great products. They're doing everything they can to help you. You need to do everything you can to keep InfoWars alive.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with. But it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.